Check. That still works. This is the nervous time.
I know.
You feel it?
Yeah.
No, Jody, yell it.
That must be you.
I should start. Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den on election night. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than spending years of your life and millions of your dollars to achieve something only to fall short at the last moment. That's gonna smart.
Oh, really gonna smart.
I'll never have that problem. No. I don't have aspirations or money. It works out well. If you wish to join in, the best way to do so is in the Davin's Den chat room on DavinComedy.com. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hello, everybody.
Joe got up here after the hurricane. He got past all the down trees, the electrical wires, but there is something greater than a storm to Joe Curry.
What is that?
Gasoline.
Yeah, oh yes.
So Joe will be monitoring the chat room tonight, the Davin's Den chat room. He might be in Levy Land too, I'm not really sure. So if you want to chat, and Joe will be chiming in, so it'll be nice. I can only read his nasty comments.
Nasty comment number one!
I'm sure that's where it was. I had gas here for Joe. But
how did you have gas here in tanks?
The wife filled up a 5-gallon tank.
How nice!
So we were going to give that to Joe, but Joe did not feel he had enough gas to get up here. So
it's brutal out there on gas lines.
I'm fine. We'll get to you. You have a blog.
I do.
You have stories to tell. We're going to start nicey. So yeah, tonight we're going to do a little bit more hurricane recap.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, so
yeah.
There's been some issues in the news, and Pip's had her own trials and tribulations. We'll get to that. We got the CNN on because we figured somebody should watch it. So we'll break in from time to time. We'll, as the polls close, we will give you updates and critique the awful delivery of this shit. And it's not like you're going to know who your president is on Wednesday.
I know.
Because it's going to go late in the night, but we'll be hanging out with you to do that as well. We got a little show news to announce.
Yes.
We are back this Thursday night on HawkRadio.net.
Yay!
On replay at 11 o'clock.
You know you missed us.
They certainly did.
They did.
So I spoke to Joey and I'm very pleased to announce that we will be back on Hawk Radio with our friends over there on their best rock in Cornwall, friggin' Canada.
Hi, Joey.
That was very sexy. Also, new affiliate.
I know.
New affiliate. Well, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You get my tax.
You mean everybody doesn't get your tax?
They can.
They could.
We are next Tuesday, another live affiliate.
That's great. Ta-da!
Ta-da! That is going to piss people off when they're listening.
Man. So sorry.
Should I probably see if that's Joe?
Yeah. Just in case.
No, that's not Joe. It's still the one from last week. Joe must be in Levy Land or something. Because ours says Davin is a creep, and he's had that up there for a while.
Who is that that says Davin's a creep?
Joe. Stupid.
Oh, okay.
Joe. Cyanet, Cianet, radio.com. They're going to be carrying us from 6:30 to 9:30.
Nice.
And they're going to play our download, so we're happy to be with them. First time. I guess that interview I did with them during the hurricane reaped huge dividends.
I guess it did. Thank you very much for doing that, and thanks for having us, Cyanet.
Also, I'll make a little programming note to people. If you're listening on Levyland, tonight Pip and I are actually going to try to get this show off in 3 hours as opposed to the marathons we usually do. But, you know, usually if you're listening on Wicked, you got Personal Tarot with Matt. Tonight, if you're listening on Levyland when we're doing, Bobby is doing a special election coverage.
That's got to be something.
Knowing Bobby, that'll be fueled with alcohol, so it might be the most coherent analysis you'll get all evening.
I don't know. Do you think that there'll be more or less depending on if his candidate is winning or losing?
Do I think there'll be more or less what?
Liquor.
Oh, I don't think it matters.
Oh, no?
is he going for the Jimmy Walker blue?
Yeah. Johnny Walker red.
Yeah, there you go. Did I just say Jimmy Walker?
Yes, you did.
Dynamite. Stupid. I stink. Look, Joe's already being nasty. I am here, stupid. Hi, Pip. Nobody cares. You're a nasty
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, no, all right, Joe. Just sit there and play with yourself.
Like you do if you were here.
Exactly. Now we don't have to witness it. So since this last week, I had a birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, I thank you.
I know. I saw everybody chiming in saying happy birthday after the fact because I finally got internet.
Thank goodness for Facebook.
I know.
Because that way people who never talked to me the whole year can pretend they care.
Yeah, but you know what? I didn't know when your birthday was.
Well, it's not something I advertise.
No, it's not. So it was like Facebook does. It usually says, hey, you know whose birthday it is? But I appreciate that feature.
I certainly do, too.
Yeah. It's kind of nice getting all these people saying happy birthday.
It certainly is. I had a lovely amount of people saying happy birthday. It felt, made me feel good and appreciated. And then I look at the ones who don't and go, fucking dicks, I said happy birthday to you. What's up with that? Now I got to hold a grudge. I'm not wishing you a happy birthday next year.
Hey, why don't you just give me a pipe cleaner bracelet and have done with it?
Nice callback. I would love a pipe cleaner bracelet.
Well, we can do that.
Thank you. You're so giving to me. So the way I celebrated my birthday was we had a surprise party for my mother.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
How? What?
Because her birthday is a couple weeks before mine.
So having a surprise party on your birthday is a surprise.
Certainly,
because she wouldn't be expecting
exactly. Because we told her we were going down to a restaurant that we like in New Jersey.
Okay.
And to celebrate and everything, but they did not have power for a while, so they actually came up. They didn't want to stay here because it's not a huge space.
Right.
They stayed up in a hotel. So then my mom's like, so before that they were in the hotel early. The hotel, stupid. They were in the restaurant earlier in the week because
right.
It was one of the places that still had open. The Jews, you know, grease in the palms. Keep this grid online. So my mom's like, well, why don't we make a reservation now? And my dad's like, oh, what am I going to do? Humada, humada, humada.
Right.
So she's like, yeah, Rosenblatt, you know, her favorite table, party. And the guy's like, no, we already have that reservation.
No!
And my dad's like, well, that must be a different last name.
there are lots of Rosenblatts around.
There's other Jews. We can't be the only Rosenblatts. You must be mistaken. So my dad, like, covers it up and everything.
And did she catch it?
Did not catch it.
Oh, wow.
Did not catch it. So then they come up here and then she's like, well, you know, we're going to be up in your part anyway. Why go down to Jersey? And my wife's like, well, you know, we're going to be down there anyway.
Good call.
But now we ordered from a bakery in Teaneck.
Uh-huh.
Closed. Cause they were, right. So I ordered from a bakery in Muncie.
Okay.
Which is big Hasidic Jew company.
Yes,
country.
It is.
So the bakery in Teaneck, Butterflake, very good, but they couldn't get the job done.
Oh, yeah.
So, but we went to this, first of all, it's $20 more for the cake than it is in Teaneck. Must be cake gouging. I don't know. Whatever. So it's like this whole big frummy Hasidic bullshit thing.
Yeah.
So we go there. So I say hello to the woman behind the counter and she stands as far away from me as possible. Like somebody who knew me would. So she won't talk to me. She's looking down. So she gives me the cake in this non-labeled brown box. It looked like it had cancer. It was a cancer cake.
It was the saddest birthday cake.
It was a terrible looking cake.
Oh, that's sad. What? But was the cake inside sad looking too?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. The cake inside. Oh, the taste?
No. I meant the brown box, but the cake inside was sad?
Yes. Yes. Terrible looking cake.
That's awful.
The roses look like they'd been left out in the winter.
Someone left a cake out in the rain.
It was terrible.
Oh, that's awful.
So
let's go there. What about the taste? Was it any good?
I've had an afterbirth that was more pleasant.
Oh!
Big connoisseur of the afterbirth.
I hate that placenta cake.
Why? No, it was just, yeah.
How disappointing. And $20 more. That pissed me off.
Fucking Jews. They'll catch you every time.
That's not it. Just, you know, cake gouging.
I'll pay more for gas, but I will not pay for more for
and
cake.
And you had to travel out to God's country, Hasidic God's country.
Not the real God.
Out to Yahweh's country.
Not the God you people are voting for.
No. Out to Yahweh's country.
Not Mormon God or Kenyan God.
No. Kenyan God. Yeah, absolutely not. And, how disappointing.
So my mom walks in.
Yeah.
And she sees my in-laws.
Right.
So it's like, oh, how nice. They invited my in-laws to celebrate. And then she sees everybody else. And now we did have some casualties, like including from her family who couldn't make. There was actually nobody on her side of the family that could make it, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
But, you know, they called and everything. But my mom is just like stunned.
Really?
Couldn't say a word. This was the happiest day in my father's life. He was thrilled.
Mouth open, no talking.
He was thrilled.
Wow.
So she was completely surprised.
Wow.
Place is called Hamza in Tenafly, New Jersey. Did a great job. Middle Eastern food.
You've driven past there
and go, Jews.
And I shunned it and drove quickly away.
As you should have.
No.
No, but very good food. Everything was good. And then we're presenting my mom with their cake. And then there's another cake coming. There's like, oh, we have another birthday. And I didn't know what the hell was going on. I figured somebody else in the restaurant.
Right.
But my dad got Butterfly Kid open, so he got me a little cake just for me. And then my mouth was open because I didn't know what the hell was going on.
So
Elisa had a good day too.
She was like, oh, finally.
Yeah,
speechless. Never happened before. Take a picture.
So that was how I, you know, it's probably one of the better birthdays I've had in a long time.
Nice.
Because I don't make a big deal about my birthday.
You know,
I'm getting older and I'm reflecting more on failure. Because let's be honest, I'm not making the dough I thought I would.
Well, you know, neither was Butterfly at that day, but
they're still doing all right.
Yeah. Now I don't know. I kind of like my birthday, but I don't want. I hate when they sing at you in restaurants. Oh God, that's the worst.
Because everybody's looking.
Everybody's looking, and they loathe doing that.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, they totally do.
No.
And I've always told my friends, if you tell these mother jumpers that it's my birthday, I will hurt you, because they come at you and they're like, hey, hey, ho, ho, another birthday time.
No, they're going, hey, hey, they're pointing, you go, ho, ho,
ho, ho.
Then
ho.
Joe pops out because he's like Santa Claus. Not my time yet, sorry.
If Joe popped out of a cake for my birthday, I would wet him. That would be hilarious.
You would what him?
Wet him.
You're going to squirt on him?
No.
What do you mean wet him?
No, not wet him. Wet him. Like pee your pants.
Oh, I thought you'd be so excited to see Joe that you would show a talent.
No, I would be spitting on him. No. Wet him. No.
Oh.
Wet them.
Oh.
I would wet him.
I thought, wow, Mr. Helix would be impressed. All this time I had to bring in Joe in a Santa outfit.
Who knew? That's what we needed.
Well, okay.
So Joe's got a pipe out of a cake on our anniversary now too.
Speaking of your anniversary,
yeah,
you had a Halloween anniversary, but you were sans electricity for about a week.
Unbelievable!
How was camping in the house?
You know, camping in the house is not so terrible. I have to really reflect on what other things have happened to people during the storm.
You're gonna bring the storm. You're gonna bring us down.
No, well, you know, I mean,
can't we just revel in the glory that was Superstorm Sandy?
Death, property damage, unbelievable hardships, and I really can't say that we went through a lot of bad things.
You had no heat or electricity for a week.
It was a little chilly in the house.
Fortunately, I had all that shit to hide under.
Yeah, I just scurried under one of my hoarder piles, and I was nice and toasty. No, actually, we have plenty of...
Light the shit in the living room, we'll keep warm. It's only from the 80s. It's okay.
Can you imagine? Yes, dust is very warm.
Living like hobos. Bringing in a can. Mr. Helix is opening up a can of baked beans.
Heating it on the stove that still works.
Sure. Yeah. The stove still works?
Well, you know, because we have gas top, it won't light itself. You have to just flick a match at it.
And hope for the best.
Lights right up. And I hope you don't hit a cat. Okay.
But, or you do, depending on how desperate.
Look, a big fire. We hit Fluffy. No, but, you know, we had hot water and we had our stovetop. The only thing.
So you could take showers then?
Yeah.
So you were actually luckier than most.
Yes. Yeah, we were really lucky. And I have a friend who has a well and they had no water because the well pump is electrical. Can you imagine? No friggin' water. That must have been Smelly McSmellerson's
they
house.
Why didn't they get a hotel?
Different reasons, but they didn't. They
different. They like the smell of shit in the morning.
No. You know,
afford it. We're not saying your friend's name.
No, I'm not really sure. Actually,
there's no good reason to stay in a house with no heat, no electricity, and no water.
If I didn't have water, I would be staying in a hotel. But you know what? The hotels were booked.
My folks got one up here.
I know. Yeah, but you had to travel far and wide. But I mean. Oh, if you have to go to work in the morning.
Fuck work. My wife spent the whole week.
And then you can't get gas. Oh, no, forget that.
That gas situation.
That's bad.
You had a little bit of an issue, did you?
Yeah.
There was a blog about it I saw. You're quite the feisty pseudo redhead.
I beg to differ with that pseudo.
Are you natural?
No, I'm not.
All right, then, pseudo.
Well, it's red now, goddammit, so it's red.
So you got the attitude for it. What happened?
Well, no.
You did not fill up before the storm.
They got my jersey up, man. I had plenty of gas, but that... No, I didn't really have plenty
of gas.
Did
you fill up before the storm?
Not immediately before the storm, no.
Okay.
So I had...
But you didn't need a generator.
No, we don't have one.
Okay, so you froze.
Yeah, so I didn't fill up... Totally. I live pretty close to work, so I didn't really feel like I was going to need a ton. And I really didn't foresee it becoming like the 70s gas lines like I'm flashing back to now.
Well, let's see. We've already had a dead embassy.
yeah, I know. It is pretty amazing because it is, you know... is reminiscent of that where you used to get on the gas lines and you used to bring your paper, their newspaper
and snacks.
This
is before my time.
I know. That's why I'm telling it. I'm reminiscing.
Thanks,
with,
Grandma.
I'm reminiscing with the home audience. But older people than you remember that pretty well.
And, yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's weird to have something in your own history that sounds just like the stories that your grandma would tell, you know, about.
Oh, Joe just chimed in. I just saw this. Wet them. What the fuck? We'll go on.
Joe, you should be happy. I would be excited to see you pop out of a cake.
Go on.
Anyway.
Yes.
So, so I found a, you know, I was getting down to a quarter of a tank and I thought, well, you know, from what everybody's saying, I don't want to wait until the last minute because if you're sitting on a long
this
damn
is before
line,
the this is before the rationing and the even and the odds.
Right.
Okay.
Right. You could just pull up to any gas station at that point that
you
was
could pull
open,
up to any gas station and sit there.
And stare at it longingly because it has a big no gas sign.
Now, were you going on highways or like in small towns?
I went on like a small highway, but I knew where the gas station was that I was headed for because on our anniversary, when we were driving around like homeless people looking for someplace that was open.
Oh, is that what you wanted to do to celebrate?
Yeah.
But yeah, why don't you just go trick-or-treating and get some candy?
Can you imagine? Well, we had reservations at a restaurant. No power. So we drove up to this other one. No. Then this other one. No. And like whole dark neighborhoods.
Should have stayed home and fucked.
I know. But you know what? We really were hungry.
Really? We're not that interested in the fucking. We're a little older. How about a nosh, really?
How about fucking later?
Should have gone to Hamza.
I know, had I known. So we did find a place up in Nanuet, New York, actually.
Oh, so it was quite a little bit of a schlep.
Yeah, it was a little bit. And it was actually one of the places that he had taken me out to eat early on in our courting.
So you had pizza again?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that's very nice. Tonight, baby, you could get a slice with two toppings.
How the hell did you know that?
I know the classy guy Mr. Helix is.
It's a nice family-style Italian restaurant. And I remembered it because it has pink ceilings with little speckles, like sparkles in it. Isn't that weird?
Not for Italians.
I thought it was really odd, but it stuck in my memory. And so we sat there, you know, we sat there and ate.
It's nice.
We drove. Yeah, it was actually really good pizza. But anyway.
It wasn't really pizza?
Yeah, it was really pizza. Funny. We really ate pizza and wings.
I know the white trash I work with.
That's right. You're, hey.
You should hang out with Joe. You could wait outside on a Red Lobster that won't open up.
If we stayed home, it was going to be like Wonder Bread and
where's the mayonnaise? Don't eat that. It's gone bad.
Oh, yeah. I have to throw everything out of the fridge.
Usually you cook it before you have to throw it out.
Oh, no. No, it's all gone. All going. But when we drove home, we drove past this gas station in Pearl River.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, oh, that's great. Stuck in my mind. So then when I needed gas, I go over there.
Oh.
And the line is all the way around the block. But that's okay. You know, I figure... I'm in.
Not me.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on that shit.
Oh, I waited because at that point, it was just a couple days after the storm, and there were very few places that had power in my area to get any gas.
Well, you know, the thing is, and Joe and I have been arguing about this a little bit on Facebook. Not really arguing, but these gas stations up here, they don't have, there's no regulation that they have to run, be generator equipped. So if they, some of them have, but if there's no electricity, a lot of these stations are off the grid, where if they had generators, they could still be pumping.
Exactly.
So and maybe that's something we should look at.
It is, especially since, oh, generators need gas. Well, gee, where am I going to get that? I'm a gas station! You know, so, I was happy to find some place that had a relatively, at that point, short line.
Mm-hmm.
Sat in the line, get down to the bottom of the street, and the lady right in front of me is turning around the corner, and all of a sudden, out of no place, comes this other car and wedges his little front in between her, in front of her. I was like, oh, hell no! And so she's being polite and tooting on the horn, and she's leaning out the window. Oh, sir, there's a line behind you.
She's the type of chick you want to rape. Sir, that's my vagina your penis is going in. Sir, there's a line for this vagina. You just can't stick your penis in here, sir.
Sir, excuse me. I did not give consent, sir. Excuse me. You know.
Somebody's going to have a rape baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, really.
Which are the best type of babies you can have.
Absolutely.
Because those are God's little gift.
And they're so grateful that you didn't take the hanger to them.
By the way, rape baby is like my new favorite term.
That's got to be a hashtag on Twitter, isn't it? Rape baby?
I'm sure somebody's doing it.
I'm sure somebody is.
I'd love to be a rape baby.
Rape baby's trending.
Sure. Because you know it's a forceful baby, so it's going to be strong.
This baby hung tough. Really wanted to step.
Got past the hanger. Anyway.
So then the person in front of her pulls up, and this bastard just slides right in like we're not even yelling and beeping at him. Meanwhile, I'm laying on the horn. I've got my jersey up.
How long have you been waiting at this point?
Maybe 25 minutes.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it was a long time.
If you guys are just tuning in, we're talking about Pip Helix's gas line experience.
Yeah.
She got her jersey up in her.
I did. I got my jersey up. It took me about 3 seconds to get out of my car and be at his window. And nobody else moved. And I'm like, oh, hell no! I was right.
It was, if only Joe was with you, it would have been Kong and Mrs. Kong.
Oh, yes, it would have been terror. So.
Gas! Light! It's all broken down! It's one thing in the bumper car is a great adventure, but no, not fun leaded, motherfucker! Yeah. I don't think you know who you're dealing with.
This is where I draw the line. Bananas you can take. You get in my gas line, I'm killing you!
Great.
I don't have weapons, but I was so seeing red. There's something, I think it's like.
Oh, so you want to vote Republican at that moment?
No, I don't want to see that much red. Please. No. I was.
Hey, and 92% of the Democrats that exited said they'll vote for Obama. Shocking.
Oh my God, that's so bizarre. So I get to
stupid
his.
CNN.
I get to his. I know. I get to his window, and I don't even remember what I was saying to him at first because I was so lit.
Oh, you were frothing at the mouth.
I was. But I didn't curse at him. But I was yelling.
See, now, if you pulled up to Kumi's car, he just would have shot you.
I know
he would have thought you were like a zombie. He's like, I've been training for this.
It's like, wait, motherfucker.
But that is kind of dangerous to walk up to somebody because they could hurt you.
I suppose. But it was an older guy. And, you know, I just was yelling at him.
So you figured he would forget what he was doing by the time you got there?
You know what? My frothing might have distracted him from taking the safety off. I don't know. I just.
You know, it'd be great if you cut somebody in line.
Yeah.
And then you flash them your tits. And they're just like so fucking distracted and they rear in the guy in front of them. Then those two people have a fight and you could just scoot around.
And it's like, with the shirt up. Hi guys, thank you.
Fucking great. Be like, after you. See, we need to capitalize on this shit. There's no reason why.
You mean to capitalize on these tits is what you meant to say.
Yes, capitalize on these tits. Yes, if women would just do, there wouldn't be the fights at the gas lines.
I think everybody would be a lot more mellow.
Absolutely.
Boobs make everybody
and
happy.
It's chilly, so the nipples will be ready to perform.
Perform.
Sure, do their thing. Nobody wants an inverted nipple in the cold. It's just odd.
Well, maybe they could help me pump the gas because I just don't do that. So, anyway.
Ah, Joe chimed in.
What'd he say?
Why didn't you throw the endless amount of shit that you keep in the car, in your car at him?
You know, thank you, Joe. That's a great idea for next time.
Well, Joe, because she had to bring that into the house to keep warm. She had to burn that shit. It's mostly paper goods and crushed dreams.
The crushed dreams. They burn nicely.
They certainly do. Don't inhale, though. You'll get high on them and think you're somebody.
Never. So I'm yelling at this guy like a lunatic, and he is, he's playing stupid. So
he's playing stupid. And you know real stupid because you work next to Joe every week.
Oh, you know, yeah, well, I know plenty of stupid that I work with for real.
That's true.
Like, this is fake work. I don't know what that meant. Anyway, he looked up and he kind of gestures behind him and goes, I came from over there. And I don't know.
I'm over here now.
I didn't even try to, like, it was over there.
Because over there is safety land. That's base.
And
he's playing electricity even though nobody has any. So it's okay if you come from over there.
Montreal.
See, that's the thing. That's why the cops are all over the place. If you get on the wrong side, you're fucked. You can only go into gas stations
direction.
Well, not from one particular direction.
Yes.
Not right or wrong.
Oh, no. This gas station had cones up on the other side. So
were there police there?
No.
This must have been early.
Or else I would have been wearing the special bracelets, I think.
Well, you're a special gal.
Yeah, I was that day. So I get up to, he says he comes from over there. I didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't really think about that until later, but I just yelled at him, I don't care!
Who do you think you are?
Pretty much.
What do you want to do with your life? I want to rock! There's a frothing helix.
Oh, I was. So then he turns his head like he's going to ignore me. Oh, hell no. I did not have a plan.
You have a podcast for that.
To be ignored, yes. I didn't have a plan. I was just seeing red. I went over to his driver's...
Now you sound Republican.
Driver's... yes. I went over to his driver's side rear panel and kicked it really hard.
You kicked his car?
I did.
You're a badass.
I was just like, now, bam!
Did you dent it?
No, I didn't.
See, you should have...
It was a hard-ass car.
You gotta, like, I carry a bat in the car. I can go all, what was that guy, Joe Green,
Mean Joe Green?
No, not Mean Joe Green, the former principal. Remember in Jersey City? They call me Batman.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't want to be like a southern cop and go, this tear lights out, son.
Were other people rallying around you or just laughing at the crazy lady?
Surprisingly, no one came out of their cars.
Oh, they were
no
afraid.
One was making any noise.
You know, it's like when you're at Six Flags. And we used to be able to drive through the baboons and they're ripping, ripping your car apart. The other people just watch from a distance because it's very interesting. And perhaps somebody needs help, but we don't want to lose a finger.
Yeah, well, I don't want to start ripping apart my car next because who knew? You know, yeah, fingers might have been lost at that point. I was frothing. I'm kicking cars. So then
you channeled your inner Joe Curry. You start throwing shit around.
Joe, you would have been so proud of me. It was amazing. So I...
Kong teach Ms. Kong. Difference is Ms. Kong get gas.
Ms. Kong get gas. Flash tits get lots of gallons.
Joe sit home with bed and rump roast.
So the man says to me.
Joe's proud. Good girl. So now you know,
Joe,
you were wrong.
So now I know I did the wrong thing.
Yes. You're a bad girl.
Well, then he yells out the window, be sensible.
That's hilarious.
Be sensible.
That's like so old timey.
He was old school.
Ma'am, you're losing yourself. Be sensible, ma'am.
Oh my, that's not genteel. No, motherfucker, I'm not genteel.
Got this bitch all pissed.
So I just got up in his face, in his window.
You should have climbed onto his hood like you were Tawny Katane and just started licking his head. And then they like beat your chest.
Just be a whole Whitesnake video. Dude,
you know how much press you could have gotten for the show?
Woman goes completely video, Vixen.
And we would have gotten an exclusive interview.
Oh, it was bad enough. It was not planned. So then I go, go! Just go!
So you conceded at that point.
Who did?
You.
No, I was screaming at him.
Were you to go to leave or to go to move?
No, like, go get out of the line.
Oh!
I was screaming at in his window, and he looked at me like, I've never seen, not deer in the headlights. It was just like, oh my gosh, she's going to kill me.
Do you think he shit himself?
I don't know, but he pulled out a line.
How? Really?
He did.
Wow.
He left.
You're like a fucking superhero.
No, I'm like a maniac.
That's fucking great. You're stopping gas line cutters one at a time. Dude, you could actually make money doing that.
I know. I think
you, we don't need fucking cops. We need idiot assholes like you.
No, you're
a hero.
You need lunatics who are enraged by line cutters.
You know what you need? We need to drive you to Long Island and put you into Joe's town so he can get gas.
Joe, I'll help you get gas.
Could you imagine the two of you assholes intimidating people together?
Between my lunatic meltdowns and the girls, I think I could get Joe some gas.
That'd be awesome. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Good for you. Because you know what? That is an awkward situation.
Well, I was surprised that nobody else was getting mad.
They were mad, but you're like, what do you do? It's like when you're at Six Flags and the pack of black kids cut in line. You know it's wrong, but nobody wants to get stabbed.
Right. You know. I know, but it's like, here's this stupid old dude pretending to be ignorant. Oh, I didn't know there was a line, miss.
I did not know all these cars were waiting for something.
I know, and I just looked at them like, shape! And I got back in my car. I was shaking. I was just like, from...
Now, would you do that if Mr. Helix was with you?
Yeah, he'd help me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, two peas in a pod. No, we...
Fucking great.
We both go, you know, we're like hyenas on a piece of meat when somebody does that. We're like, ah, 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 we don't even like talk.
Or Helix is on a piece of meat, as the case may be.
Yeah, no, we did that at a fun house. We were on a line.
It's not a fun house when you two assholes
and
are around.
No, we were on a line forever. And this jackass cut in front of us with his girlfriend. Uh-huh. And everybody else stood there passive, like, oh. I mean, maybe they were afraid because it was like they were cutting in front of white people, and this was a Hispanic thug-looking kid. So maybe they were afraid.
But whitey's usually afraid.
Well, they were just standing there like, oh, I guess it's okay that we waited for an hour, and you could just jump. And we were like, oh,
but that's
no!
But that's the move. You always, oh, no, we got friends up front. That's the move. Yeah. That's the line-cutting move.
Yeah.
But not the Helixes.
We weren't having it.
We don't put up with that shit. You guys are like superheroes. You guys are renegades.
My husband went.
You guys are like the guardian angels without the gay berets.
Yeah, those berets really are gay.
Yeah, you're much more intimidating with that red head.
Oh, no, you know what? It's the psycho eyes. We both.
I'm a little scared. I just wet myself. You're very scary.
Well.
All of a sudden, I wish Joe was here to protect me.
I don't. Wow, that's saying a lot. No, I don't get angry very often, but there's something about line jumping that incenses my sense of propriety.
Really? And out of all the bullshit you witness?
I see all kinds of stuff that makes me angry, but that's the one that I don't know why, but that makes me go like an animal. And I just like, ah!
You not like Helix when mad. Oh!
No. It's like hurt a child or an animal in front of me or cut the line.
Well, we all have our moral quandaries, don't we?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But at least I know that my husband is like on my side with that side of thing. He's not like, honey, behave yourself. He's like, rah, right next
to me.
Be
sensible, honey. Use a switchblade.
Be sensible. You know, it was really funny though. I was feeling kind of a little bad.
Uh-oh. They're saying,
Indiana.
They're predicting Romney won Indiana. Let's hear what they're saying. Let's cut in.
Ah, damn it.
With Wolf Blitzer. Yeah.
I just can't stand this.
Virginia, estimated 49-49.
Wow, that's pretty weird.
The Kenyan or the guy from another world?
Yeah, that's really close. But, you know.
Again, look at it. These are estimates.
They mean nothing. They mean
nothing.
Then why are we watching you so intently?
How scary is Wolf Blitzer in high def?
You know what? That's another thing I wanted to say to you is that we don't have high def at home. And I very rarely see it except if we're at like a sports bar or something. It's mesmerizing. You can see.
Well, listen.
You can see.
Listen,
everything.
when you have a radio show in your name. You too can have this.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry, people, in advance, if that ever happens. Because there was this poor lady who had a really... She was one of the commentators with him, and she has a really nice face.
Erin Burnett?
Okay, yeah. I don't watch this either. But the thing is that...
Let's see if MSNBC's crying.
But she has a really nice face, but she has this unfortunate little piece of wattle on her neck.
Erin Burnett?
Watch it.
Who the fuck cares?
I know. I don't care.
When
but
she's
it's like,
giving you a blowjob, you're not... See, Rachel Maddow's not the most attractive lesbian we have.
She's a lipstick lesbian.
No, she's not.
Yes, she
is. Rachel Maddow is not a lipstick lesbian.
Yes, she is.
No. Have you seen when they show... When she goes to, like, the board and, like, she's just, like... She's got, like, this frumpy, like, mom jeans and... No.
Oh, yeah?
No, not a lipstick lesbian at all.
Oh, okay.
Too close to call for what? Virginia. No shit.
Oh, yeah. No, they're 49% each, but... No.
Now, Romney was supposed to win that, though, so that's not good for Romney.
Well, maybe that's not good. I don't know. You know, it drives me crazy trying to sit there and you know, chew on my nails
let's,
watching...
Let's see if Karl Rove is doing a victory dance somewhere. Let's see. Where is Karl Rove?
Let's see.
I don't know. I don't recognize this. America's election headquarters. He's a handsome man. This guy I don't want.
We're looking at
Kentucky. No, you think they're going to vote for the Kenyan? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I don't even think that was...
New Hampshire looks like it's going Obama's way. Wait, what? Wait, I can't...
Indiana looks Romney. Kentucky was totally Romney. Yeah, but you know what? Those rednecks, they're not going to vote for the black man.
We apologize if you're listening in Kentucky.
I'm so sorry. Oh, Hampshire looks like it's going Obama. Oh, Indiana. Indiana, come on, Romney.
No, but I don't think that was up for grabs. Anyway, back with your story.
Yeah, anyway. So.
Britt Hume.
Actually, I was going back to the gas line thing for a second.
That's your story.
Yeah,
why are you pointing over there? There's no cars waiting
line. I don't know.
We actually lost listeners when we broke into the election coverage.
Did we really?
Fucking
they're
great.
They're like, oh no, please don't talk about this.
Tell us more about the crazy lady.
They're desperate to not hear about the election because everybody's so electioned out. It's like, but this is election day. You know you're going to get that. I guess they're hoping they're just not going to get it here.
Joe, in his enlightened way.
Yes.
Just called Rachel Maddow. A diesel dyke.
Oh, man.
Which means, Joe, you could fucking ride her today because there's plenty of diesel. I bet you wish you had a diesel dyke with you, stupid. Then you could be here right now.
A diesel
dyke. And here's the thing. Now I actually have to fucking agree with Joe.
Oh.
Because I was saying she's not a lipstick lesbian.
Oh, this is so sad. Yeah, but those aren't the only two categories,
are
they?
Sure they are.
Diesel dyke or lipstick?
I think diesel dyke's a little rough.
Yeah, that is rough.
That's a little rough.
Yeah, but maybe if they like it that way.
Like
it rough?
And he spelled dyke wrong.
Oh, Joe, come on. You know, everybody knows how to spell that.
Not Joe. He spelled it like bike, but with a D.
You're so cute, Joe.
Like a retarded kid who drools.
You'll know this already, but I have the sense of humor of a 12-year-old boy. Every time we'd pass Dyke's Lumber, I'm like, hee hee hee.
I have a joke about that.
Will you tell me?
No, I'm not doing it on the fucking air. I'm not that guy.
Oh, okay.
Really?
You're the other guy?
No, I'm not. These comics who need to do their act on the radio.
I know.
Not doing that.
Oh, no. You know what drives me crazy is like...
People cut your line.
Yeah, that's true. The comedians who can't talk to you like a normal human being, they're doing material while they're talking to you.
Guilty.
No, you talk like a human being.
An asshole, but a human being.
An asshole, but at least not an asshole on stage.
I'm not doing my act. No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, so let's wrap this up.
Okay,
let's wrap this up.
So when I got up to the end... the corner, this guy from the gas station is coming around telling us, like, don't block the driveways of the other business and stay behind the cones and that. He knows the lady in front of me. And so...
Who does? The old guy?
No, the guy from the gas station.
Okay.
That's telling us where, you know, what the rules are
you
when
can
we get up there.
You can understand Punjabi.
No, he's an American.
He was just
standard white guy. And so I hear them going, oh, hey, hi. And they obviously know each other. And the funniest part to me was they're having a conversation and all of a sudden I see his eyeball slowly turn to look at me. So I know she's telling him some shit about what I just did.
That's funny.
I know. And so he comes over and he tells me about the cones, but he doesn't say anything. I get a little further up. He comes by again and I feel the need to confess.
I'm not normally this insane.
No. So I said to him, I yelled at an older man because he cut the lawn. And he goes, yeah, she told me you kicked his car. He's all excited
That's
and
fucking
happy.
Great. We're going to be on the news.
I know. Maybe he was hoping. I don't know.
That's good. Well, good for you. Standing up for you. You were fighting for your right to fill up.
Well, what it is, it's the whole idea that somebody thinks that they're better than you and that their time is more important than yours.
I'm going to go on the record right now. I'm better than you and my time is more important than yours.
Fight me!
I'd rather not.
I'll key your car, motherfucker!
No, I just got a detail. Don't do that. Key the wife's car.
I've never keyed a car, for the record.
For the record.
I just like to threaten that.
But everything is good now. The heat's on.
Well, you know, the internet's back out.
The internet.
Cable's gone again.
Your computer blows.
You know, the cable TV, too.
Ugh.
Phone. We have the three package.
That's oh, yeah. We had that for 12 hours
yeah,
one night.
Yeah, we're getting rid of that. So getting rid of
that. What my dad's office now did, listen to this, because I guess the office can afford it. They got, because they had that situation.
Mm-hmm.
They now have Cablevision and Fios.
Wow.
Take that, motherfucker. We don't have that option.
I know.
I mean, we could get two different cable companies, but.
That, you know, it's so crazy that. I mean, we went with the whole thing, you know, oh, there's a three-pack, it's cheaper for this year, and then they screw you later with the bill.
They certainly
there's
do.
The lady.
Oh, she's scary.
Yeah.
I don't know who she is.
Okay, I don't...
No, that's not Erin Burnett.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Erin Burnett's the shiny girl.
Jesus, she... No.
No, she looks like
one.
A vulture.
This one
if
is
you're watching CNN
about.
Right now, we got a vulture with nice roots.
Look at... See the waddle on her neck?
Yeah, well, she's old.
But her face is perfect.
Don't judge her.
No, I'm not judging her, but the thing is, I probably never would have seen it on normal TV, but now that I can see it, it's
ruined her!
It's fascinating.
I've ruined Zombo.
No, when she moves her neck one way, her neck is perfect. When she moves her neck another way, there's this, like, thing going
on. I hate when you gotta tell a bitch how to move her head.
You're
ruining it!
You're ruining it. Yeah. And those are big teeth, just
I love this how 10% of the people who support the Tea Party voted for Obama.
Even they're getting sick of themselves.
Really, enough of our shit.
You know what, though? It really does. I passed a house in my neighborhood, and it had all this Tea Party stuff on the front lawn. And
Was my kid there? Was she having a little Tea Party?
You know, that would have been really cute.
It certainly would have been.
You know, and I have a rule. If ever you see somebody selling iced tea or lemonade, you have to stop. Little kids being productive. Selling some crappy.
I do the same thing with young hookers. If they're being productive, selling themselves, I have to stop.
You have to stop and sample the goods.
I am supporting a small business.
You know, I commend you, sir.
I'm a job creator. Vote for me.
we've got the same idea. Maybe not.
I am supporting an hourly wage earner.
That's right.
I am not paying the minimum wage.
They're not living off of the government teach.
No, no, it is not a government job.
That's right.
They're entrepreneurs.
Yes, entrepreneurs.
And, I hope they have health care, because otherwise, yuck.
You're gonna need health care after you drink some of that watered down, lemonade. Ugh.
I was still talking about hookers.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Alright. So anything else? You good?
No. There's one more thing that was really funny.
Okay.
I don't
think the other stuff was funny. I think it was scary.
That was terribly frightening. Since the internet's down, and it is at work, too.
You had a look at Mr. Helix's penis.
That's more frightening than me yelling at the old man!
Give it to the cats! I'm tired! I'm scared! I fought for gas! Get that away from me! I'm hungry! I'll eat it! I don't give a shit!
No, that wasn't where I was going.
Ooh, Obama's ahead in Florida!
Oh, see, the older Jews and the Latinos came out in force.
It probably depends on where they are, where they are getting the polls.
Yeah,
in
I know. Here. I know. There's a lady that I know that saw me using the internet in the library, and she,
in the highfalutin library with that free government internet, aren't you? Living off the government cheat.
Yes, I was.
Why don't you pull yourself up by the bootstraps and build your own internet, Missy? Yes. Like Al Gore. Don't use my government internet and taking those free books. Write your own books or buy a book. Libraries are for chumps. They're for the other 99%.
Well, I was in there with the chumps.
You certainly were.
And the lady that I'm acquainted with comes in, and she happens to be a woman of the African-American persuasion.
She's
and,
black.
And that's pertinent to
it's not
story.
A persuasion. It's not like she got to choose. White, black. Yeah, you've persuaded me.
I sure do like those Spike Lee movies. Okay, I'll be black.
Listen, I'm 60, but I think I can play some NFL football. I'm going to go with the black. I'm of the black, the African-American persuasion.
Persuasion.
You've persuaded
she
me.
She was persuaded to be black.
Oh, okay.
So she is telling me her.
Oh my God! There's somebody with a wrestling T-shirt on from the late '90s. Kill yourself. You cannot vote.
No, get out! Get out!
He's got an NWO T-shirt.
Boom! 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 Boom!
It's Big Daddy Stupid.
Our country is too damn liberal. You can't let people like that in. They can't be making important decisions like this.
Joe's been persuaded. Fried chicken and Kool-Aid. He's in.
Good boy, Joe.
Joe votes with his tummy.
Yeah, you know what? Many of us do.
I certainly do.
I am disappointed that they can't have bake sales out in front of the polls anymore.
I
love that shit.
You know, when I voted today, I just copied off the Chinese guy because they always got the right answers. Gonna be right. I don't give a shit whatever he says.
It improved your SAT score right then and there, didn't it?
It helped everything. Vote, yes. Vote Chinese in 2012.
And, anyway, The lady that I was talking
to. Holy shit! Look how good the baby rapist is doing in Indiana. Is that the same Murdoch? Was he from Indiana?
Be.
Was that the one who said, you know,
that's
God's
be.
A rape baby's God's gift?
Right. That can't be.
No, it's got to be something different. All right.
Oh, my God.
Every time we talk about politics, the numbers go down.
Because they're sick of it.
Sorry.
So,
apologize.
So this.
More rape baby talk.
This black woman that I know is telling me about her. Now, I have.
She's telling you about the black experience?
She kind of. No, but this was really unique. She was on a gas line, and I don't know where she went, but I was like, oh, my God. She said she was on a gas line for 5 hours.
She probably thought it was a line for government cheese. Because that's what they do, right, Joe? Just wait in line for the handout. That's what the black people do.
It was a twofer.
Cheese and gas.
Cheese
well,
and gas.
They usually
well,
do go to, oh,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Lactose.
So she was online for a long time, and because all these people were online forever, they were kind of like standing there and making.
Are they giving? They're giving Obama Virginia already? No,
no.
That's 1% in, but
yeah,
so far he's winning.
That's okay. Just like at the moment.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Nothing. I know that would be great.
Yay! Obama got the Disney vote. It's a canyon after all. It's a canyon after all. Allah Akbar to you all. It's a Muslim after all.
Orange County went with Hussein. That's nice. That's nice. So she was online with these people forever, and they're all hanging around talking.
That's what black people do, lazily talking,
no!
Loitering. That's what they're feeding the stereotype.
Well, no, she's standing there talking with white folk. Okay.
Oh, she's an interloper.
I know she was. And
my kid's screaming about it upstairs. A black person
that.
With white folk. Ah, that's not how my parents raised me.
Run for the hills. So when they got up to the front, I think that Mr. Whitey thought it was funny to make a little jokey joke, and he said she cut about the black woman. And she was like,
oh, no, you ain't.
No, well, the other white lady said, no, she didn't. No, she didn't. She was with us the whole time. She jumped in because.
Was she getting her gas line street cred?
No, I think she was terrified for the woman because you don't start shit like that.
We're going to have a lynching at Sunoco.
Almost. I mean, she was like, why don't you yell bomb in a.
That's a good way to clear a gas line.
Why don't you just yell bomb at the airport, you idiot. Don't say that somebody cut. So she got. All up in the guy's face and was yelling.
The white woman did.
No, the black woman.
Oh, the head shake.
She was like, no,
need it, motherfucker.
Meanwhile, you have to remember.
Hope she didn't have skills in iced tea. It would have ended terribly. Oh, by the way,
yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt, but it just reminded me.
What?
This Halloween, because I went trick or treating with my kid.
Yeah.
Hoodie, Skittles, and iced tea.
No.
Two gunshot wounds. Authentic motherfucker.
Because
that's how I roll.
No, you didn't.
Actually, I did have a hoodie on and I was eating Skittles.
Oh, God.
I was chased by a white man.
Anthony would have been proud.
He certainly would have been.
Yeah. Hey, your development security, where they're running chasing after you.
Well, I'm white. It was okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That saved everything.
Whitey can have Skittles and hoodies.
That's right. So she's like, oh, my God. She's now, you have to remember, I'm sitting in a library while she's telling me the story, and she's getting louder and louder. No, I didn't.
Because you're afraid.
Yeah, because you know what? I was seeing her looking like me yelling at the guy on my gas line. She's telling me a story, and she starts out. Now there's a little kid behind her using the computer, and she's talking quietly enough, but I'm afraid that he's overhearing her because she's going, I got up in his face, and I was like, you cocksucker motherfucker. I was like, oh, my God, there's a kid.
I was talking to his ass like he was a black guy dating a white girl. That's how pissed off I was.
She was just going.
Why is she telling you this? Because she figures you fuck black guys too? Why is she telling you this?
Because she knew that I would understand what a precarious position she was in at the moment, whether the guy.
You know what? She thought
not.
You had the black experience?
I don't. She knew I understood what she was going for. She knows I'm a lib. But anyway, so
I'm
she goes.
A lib.
But no, but. You
You're
know,
the problem.
But I said to her, she goes, I looked over, and because we were chatting, I didn't notice. Right across the street, there are all these big signs. Vote for Romney! And she's like,
Rut-row!
I am in the wrong.
I best begin. I go to the other gas line. I didn't realize this was a white folk gas line. I best be scattering. Dance her little ass right out of line.
That was almost what she was saying.
I saw heard Master Muhammad. I be going over here. I didn't realize this was a white gas station. I apologize. I'm so stupid.
She was just like, I am in the wrong neighborhood for this bullshit. Really? And then I said,
it's fucking great.
I know. I said, well, you're just glad. You're just lucky that they didn't have a store there having a white sale. And she was like, oh my God. She's cracked up.
Oh, okay.
Hoods.
Yeah, no.
So she thought it was funny.
That's racist and insensitive.
But she thought it was hilarious.
Well.
She was like, I was like, I know. That's a really bad. No, it's a really bad spot to be in. You know, it's like.
And you know, this is why, once again, it's all right to be white.
Yeah.
But because, you know, here's the difference between white people and black people. I'm going to break it down for you.
Okay.
White people. If white people, if there's a black fucking neighborhood, we don't care if we're in E. We're not fucking stopping to fill up. When I go, black people think that they should stop in the white neighborhood. That's where they get, this is where shit happens. Well, you know, it's not, I don't want to say it's an intelligence thing, but it's a survival thing.
You know what? I am sorry to say that that's true. I'm really sorry to say that.
Haley Warren roared at me.
Who did?
Roar. R-A-W-R.
R-A-W-R. Who roared at you?
Haley Warren, 13.
Okay, Haley. Roar!
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 He's like, finally somebody speaking about the race the honest way.
Well, seriously, though.
Hello.
I know that if it's like, you know, like a black neighborhood, there's a 7-Eleven.
If you're in a black neighborhood, it's because the GPS isn't working.
No, that's not true.
The GPS go, turn right, get the fuck out, save yourself, and gunshots. And
and all of a sudden it gets this highfalutin English accent, so it's like, oh, you best run. You better get out of this neighborhood right away.
White GPSs don't go into black GPS neighborhoods.
You don't belong here.
But see, but that's where she
get
made the mistake.
Get to stepping.
Don't fucking have this issue in Whitey Town.
Well, she didn't think she lives in Whitey Town. So she didn't think she
But because
have
she's
issue.
One of the good ones. Don't make us have to have you leave. We don't want to have to do that.
Don't make us.
Ma'am, I don't get uppity.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Don't make us take away your good black person card.
We're going to let you vote when all the white people are done. Get in line.
And you have some scraps. Oh, God. And, well, you know what? This is a woman.
Haley Warren doesn't want any zombies. I don't know what has to do with black people.
I don't want any zombies either.
You know, that's the thing about black zombies. They don't kill you. They just pick your pockets.
How come you don't watch Walking Dead, do you?
No, I don't.
Ah, I'm.
We're losing people with the racial talk.
I'm sorry. I'm so totally wondering why the zombies on that show don't eat brains. They don't. They go right for the guts and necks. Okay, never mind.
Right. We need to be with the Kumia for this type of conversation.
I know, but you should see the blank stare I got from him.
That's okay.
It was totally blank.
Haley loves brains.
Oh well, you know they're good. They're good with barbecue sauce.
Joe left the room.
Lost our co-host.
Joe just what Joe wrote before he left. I should have axed first before I got online. Joe would be having a good time with this show.
Oh man! Oh,
holy
yeah.
Shit! Obama's winning in South Carolina.
Really?
That must be in the hood where they fucking those are coming in.
Yeah, he was pummeling. That's pretty amazing. Oh God! This makes me very anxious.
All right.
Watching the bit by bit of it. It does. But it always does.
All right. Anything else?
Okay. The place where I work, they,
that secret place that we don't talk about?
Yes, that secret place we don't talk about. In the area, they decided that they were going to have Halloween for the kids today.
Ah.
And so.
On election day.
Some of the kids were near.
Trick or treat, I got a ballot.
Some of the kids were near. I didn't know that we were supposed to send them over to that place where everybody was gathering and not participate.
I got a little bitch to pitch when you're done.
Okay. So I.
About
had,
Halloween.
I had a big, like, bucket of candy
mm-hmm.
that we had in the office. And so I saw some of the kids outside and I opened the door and I was just like, hey, you know, I have some candy. And they ran over.
They thought you were dressed as a witch.
And it was always. But
that's what I was.
I saw a couple of kids coming over. It was the zombie apocalypse. Once some of those walkers came at me, they came out of the woodwork. I was like getting mauled by small children and they're all like, no.
If you were a priest or Sandusky, best day ever.
Best day ever! Small children all over me!
climb me! Who wants a Snickers? It's in my pants!
Let's play King of the Hill, children.
Brains! Ass! Don't tell mommy!
They were all over me, and they're little hands diving in, and
it's a kitty orgy.
All of them, yes, and all of them are going, no, this has peanuts.
And you're going, no, it has penis.
Penis.
Put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth.
It has nuts.
It has nuts.
But really, that you know,
you're silly.
So many of them were yelling about peanut allergies. I'm like, I didn't think about that. I thought candy was good. I'm sorry. And that they couldn't.
Haley
stop
saw Dracula on Halloween.
Wow, non sequitur woman. That's great.
I don't know if it's a woman. It's Haley Warren, so I don't know if it's a man.
Haley? Yeah. Well, I'm thinking Haley's a girl's name, right?
I'm not going to insult people by guessing.
I don't know. Oh, okay.
I have a little bitch to pitch. Or pitch
okay,
to bitch.
Yes, please do.
All right. My family, Orthodox Jews.
Okay.
With the Halloween, they leave out the bowl for the Halloween trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
You know, they'll play their reindeer games. We're assimilating motherfuckers.
That's right.
Because we don't want to go on a train again.
We hate Amtrak.
Yeah, exactly. The Jehovah's Witnesses around here, which I have?
Yeah.
Fucking lights off, no Halloween here. Fucking play the game.
Are you?
Play the game.
But they think that...
This is America, bitch. This is Christian or Judeo or Mormon. We don't got no time for this Jehovah's Witness shit. Play the game.
Well, see, now, though...
Haley's a girl. Yay!
Yay!
Now I'll talk creepily to you.
Don't you dare.
I will not. I hope it's Haley Warren 13. I hope 13's not the age.
I'm thinking it is.
Call the Kumia.
You should be in bed. You should not be
Shut
listening
up, stupid.
To us.
It's a listener.
I know, but you shouldn't be listening to us.
You should fucking tell your friends.
Yeah, I know. So, wait a minute, though.
Cool, not 13. Can
okay.
Still talk.
Phew. All right, good. I think that the Jehovah's, they think it's like Satan worship or something.
No, the Jehovah's just don't want to participate. My wife was telling me that when she was like a teacher, she recalls this.
Okay.
Like if there was like a Jehovah's Witness in your class, like because they don't celebrate birthday parties, you couldn't have a birthday party in your class. Like, oh, that's a bunch of bullshit.
That's bullshit.
I think my wife's just crazy.
No, that really irritates me. You have one person and everybody else.
Now Haley's telling me her interest. You want to hook up? I listen to emo music like BVB.
Oh boy. this is not a dating service, Haley.
It certainly is. It's our biggest bit. What are you fucking talking about with the African scammers?
Sorry. It is. Do you have
I do much better on the internet. It's when people get to know me that things go terribly wrong.
I'm sorry.
Shut your mouth, Pip Helix, or I'll put you get gas on black tent lines.
I was just going to ask her, do you happen to be African? Not African American, just African? See, now you're giving your love call.
We'll get to the African scammers.
Yes, we will. But I know that that's very irritating because I love Halloween and I'm really pissed off that two Halloweens in a row have been completely obliterated.
You've ruined Halloween.
Yeah, I know. We did. We ruined Halloween by getting married on it. The next two Halloweens.
You scared the holiday.
We did. The next two Halloweens have been awful in the New York area.
You fucked it up.
Yeah, we did.
Speaking of awful in the New York area.
Yes.
Hurricane. Ravages the area.
Unbelievable.
So Barack Obama comes into New Jersey.
Yeah.
Says, yo, what up? What up, Gov Christie? What up, motherfucker? Yo, we boys, right? Little hug, little walk around, little hand out some treats.
Yeah.
Everybody's smiling. We got the FEMA. We got the Marines. Republicans very upset.
You know.
Because Christie's like, he's doing a good job. He's got the leadership. Unfortunately, like 10 days ago, he's going, Obama couldn't find leadership if he was like a blind man in a dark room, hitting a light switch, holding my sandwich because I'm really hungry right now.
When are you?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? I think that what I read the article about what Christie was saying is that you people are crazy. You're just making
Haley Warren's half German and half Mexican. So that means she's a hard worker and does it in an orderly fashion.
No, that means that your ancestors were hiding in Mexico from the their ex-Nazis and they grew up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Let me handle
Sorry.
The comedy.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just sit back and talk.
Too bad Joe wasn't here to give you a dirty look too.
Oh, I know. He would have too.
Haley's adopted? Okay.
Okay.
So why we're like delving into this right now.
I don't really know, but.
So your parents are, so you're half German and half Mexican, but your parents are black people waiting online for gas?
Maybe.
Okay.
Or cheese. Maybe. I don't understand how this changed, that adoption used to be that everything was secret and now like adoption is all open and people know.
I got
where
that
their
wrong too. I'm ruining everything.
Oh, you did.
I stink. I'm terrible at this. I'm terrible at determining people's ethnicity over the internet.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If they're throwing up pictures of models that are
there's no pictures, they could put a picture.
No,
throw your picture up.
No, I'm saying that, you know, people on the internet have thrown up pictures of all different ethnicities that have nothing to do with who they are.
Haley will not throw her picture up. Relax, I'm not going to hunt you down. No. I got my own African scammer who I'm in a lovely relationship with.
Really, he has other people to stalk.
Exactly, I'm not stalking you. I don't have that type of time.
No.
I'm stalking the kids in the neighborhood on Halloween.
I know.
Because they have candy.
And he's keying the cars of the
Jehovah's Witnesses. And now Haley's upset. I can't, like every other woman, I've disappointed Haley.
You know what? It's just like, make a move, they're mad.
Oh, candy.
You know those bitches. You make a move, they're mad. You don't make a move, you're gay. You can't win.
I'm a little bit of both.
I'm
confused.
Anger-inducing gay.
Certainly am. Certainly am.
Amazing.
Haley's not mad. Yeah.
Okay, good. What the hell are we talking about? I'm getting so confused. Oh, we're
Governor
Christie.
Yes.
Now, there's the thing. He's absolutely right. How stupid to make a big deal about this. They're saying that he's reneging on his endorsement of Romney because he said Obama did a good job in this particular instance. Are you people high?
See, Christie's doing what his supporters love about him. He's calling it like he sees it. That's what his supporters love about him. And what Obama's supporters love about him is that he tries to extend the hand across Mitt Romney needs to win. Haley, we might have to break up.
I think, oh, bad condition.
Oh, no, we're out of here. That's all right. Haley, you know, Haley, listen, if Haley wants Romney, that's cool, too. I'm happy with that.
Is Joe chiming in now?
Oh, Joe's probably cleaning the groceries off his bed. Kong hungry.
Joe went to get a sandwich.
I think Gov Christie did a good job.
I do, too.
I think, and you're not a big Christie guy.
No.
Not a huge Christie. I think Obama did a good job.
I do, too. Because Obama cares about black people. When his hurricane hits.
No, Obama cares about everybody because he's a little bit, he's mixed.
I'm kidding. I was referencing the
Kanye West. Yeah.
CNN is actually having stats on voters, people who attend church. Who's going to vote for what? This is just ridiculous.
It certainly is.
That, you know, people who have brown hair is going to be next.
So you think his wife is taking kids away? Whose wife?
Haley, what are you talking about? I don't
know. Obama's wife is taking
kids away?
Obama's wife's a kid snatcher?
That's
how she has such a great garden. She's using kids for fertilizer.
It's people!
All right. I think Haley's high on the glue.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. I
didn't see that commercial running in Ohio.
I know. What?
Michelle Obama wants to take your children.
Child snatcher Michelle Obama. She might have nice arms, but she's going to use them to snatch your children.
Do you want this man knocking on your door when your children are home with his wife? Vote Romney and everybody's kid gets magic underwear, 2012. She's from Ohio, so she's sick of commercials.
Oh, I'm Mitt Romney.
Haley, don't worry. After tomorrow, you're irrelevant again. Not you personally.
No.
Just your state.
Yes.
So.
Okay, Steve.
God bless you.
Achoo, it's too late.
No, right, you ruined the show. I think it was good that they had nice words for each other.
I did, too.
I'm very happy for them.
I am not much for Christie, but I did think that...
All right, Haley's like, this is serious, really?
What a serious...
I don't know, but we've pissed off Haley.
We're taking away the children? I don't really understand.
All right, Haley, I don't know what you're talking about, but Michelle Obama's not taking away the children.
The first lady...
You would notice a black lady of that size in your fucking neighborhood stealing kids. It would have been reported.
The first lady does not work for DIFUS. Everybody relax.
Obese? Obscene?
What, obese children?
I don't know.
Is that what she's trying to say?
I don't know. Yes. Yeah, yes, you can't steal a fat kid. She's not that strong. You'll hit your back. Nobody wants the fatties.
Yeah. Can you see her dragging Cartman out of his ass? No, I'm not going with you. No.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
I want my cheesy poofs. I don't want to go with the first lady. No.
Haley, you're fucking nuts.
I know.
Leave the fatties alone.
Wait. I want my bucket of soda. No.
No, she has people.
She has people. Well, you know what? She does have people. They're the kind of people.
The secret. So her secret service is stealing fat kids. Let me ask you a question, Haley. If you're gonna steal a kid, why a fat kid? You can't get as many of them in a van. I mean, if you're really into harvesting today's youth, you gotta go with the little kids. They're more athletic. You can do things for more people. If you're gonna put black kids on the, kids on the black market, you want the little kid. Cause if you're gonna give, nobody wants to feed a fat kid. Nobody has that type of money. It just makes no sense, Haley.
No sense. Yeah, but you know what? They're harder to catch because they're easier to catch. They can't run as fast.
That is true.
So maybe.
And you know, Michelle Obama's black, so she's lazy.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Can we. Wait, how many stereotypes is that tonight?
I'm sure there's a lot of them.
Check.
Because she wants to change them for them.
What?
I think Haley might be one of my African scammer ladies.
You know what? That
because she wants to change them for them.
Well, she writes like one of your African scammer
I don't even know
ladies.
That what that means, Haley.
She wants to change them? What, is she going to lock them in a room until they're thin? Is she trying to get them
healthy?
I don't know. Make them eat
no,
broccoli?
I'm fucking not. Yes.
No. Oh, she's fucking not one of your scammers.
No, oh. I didn't think you really were. If you were a scammer, you would show me a picture of the model and you would have told me how much you love me by now.
Yes, that's right. You would have been asking for money. That's how it works.
Haley, no, Haley, we joke around. We fuck around on this show. Not everything is serious.
This is a comedy show.
Not I wouldn't call it comedy. Right? She loves me. Okay. I love you too, Haley. This is going to work out well.
Oh boy, I hope 13 doesn't really.
We're going to steal. Well, I'm going to steal kids, and she's going to give them back. It's
She's probably one of those people from what was the name of that show, To Catch a Predator? You know that
you're calling her a predator?
No. You don't remember that show though.
Yeah.
And then they had the that group that they used to go online and they used to pose like they were.
Talking about?
There was this group that used to go online, pretend to be children, and they would lure the predators out. And there was something
That's my move.
Strange Justice.
That's my move. I lure them into my house. I lock the door. Go, let's get it on, motherfucker.
Let's get it on.
I wish I had music to go then.
I know. We need some Barry White.
We need Joe here fucking around on the computer for 20 minutes to get the song.
Joe, look up some Barry White from home.
All right. Well, listen, we broke some news here tonight. Michelle Obama, kid snatcher.
Okay. Well, we'll talk more about that next week. Not.
Okay.
I'm so confused.
Break news here.
You know what's really horrible is that when people listen to this show, they would think that you and I are the two biggest racists going.
I don't think that's horrible.
No,
compared to the people we hang with, we're not.
No, I think it's hilarious because it's like we're not.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I would actually run for something.
Yeah.
Usually I'm running from something. Yeah. But I would actually run for something. Joe. But I would have to defend all the horrible shit I say.
Oh, can you imagine?
I should interview Shane Dawson. Did Shane Dawson on the Creek? Like Dawson's Creek? Who's Shane Dawson?
Who is Shane Dawson? But I think that would be the most, that would be the most fun for the television news shows because they would have the best.
It's a guy in his fucking cubicle. CNN is now cutting to a guy in his cubicle with a name tag.
That's
we gotta
fascinating.
Turn
fascinating.
This- Shane Dawson's fucking awesome. Okay.
And what's going on here?
All right, I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, really, it's a new precinct.
Yeah,
it just
please
happened?
Interview him. Okay. You know what, Haley? Go to my website, davincomedy.com. Email me at davin@davincomedy.com. Give me Shane Dawson's interview, and I will make that happen for you, love. Because I am here to please. I will interview Shane Dawson.
I don't know who that
first, is. I will find out who the fuck Shane Dawson is.
Yeah, really.
But I'll conduct an interview with Shane. What the hell?
Send him a link to tell him who it is, too.
Maybe Sean Dawson has the inside scoop on who's stealing the kids.
Maybe,
you know, if you ask
maybe
me.
Sean Dawson is one
if
of the
you
kids.
Ask me, not enough fat kids are stolen.
You
know, because the obesity levels are rising in this country. A couple fat kids disappear, and it's the 1950s all over again.
It would be the cheapest fat farm to send your kids to. It would be like kidnapper school.
Yeah.
Send
them to Guantanamo. Don't close it. Put the fat kids in Guantanamo.
There you go.
Joe's back. He must have gotten the groceries off his bed. Joe, you missed a riveting conversation. We found out Michelle Obama is stealing the fat kids.
And now we're both
Shane Dawson. Did I say Sean Dawson?
Yeah.
Shane Dawson.
Yeah. That's okay.
sorry.
Wow.
I know it's serious. She meant serious.
It's cereal.
Cereal.
No, it's cereal.
I know it's cereal. Here's Haley, if you want me to interview Shane Dawson, email me at davin@davincomedy.com. Give me the information and I will make this happen for you. But first I have to make sure that you're not a complete psychopath too. But if you're as normal as you appear to be,
mm-hmm.
then I will do this for you.
And Shane happens to be one of the kidnapped children. She's in.
Give me the link. All right, fine.
Michelle Obama's care.
I don't know. Here.
I'm worried about this, that we're actually entertaining these kind of things. But, yeah.
Listen, you fucking listen, I'll entertain anything.
I do. I did notice that. But back to what we were talking about with Christie and Obama. I think it's...
Thank you.
It's so crazy that people have to watch every single word they say or somebody's going to spin it and turn it into, oh, you said that? That means that you completely changed your mind.
Chris Christie steals fat kids and puts them in his belly.
Get in my belly!
Get in my belly!
You know, it's kind of sad that
That's what I like about Chris Christie. He don't give a shit.
Oh, he does not.
Now, if he ever runs for president, he'll give a shit and he'll change and they'll morph him and they'll ruin him. But
yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, he really. I saw him speak once, and I didn't have any idea.
Speak.
Now, before he was a governor, and I thought he had a lot of really good things to say. And
he certainly did.
And then I had to suffer the punishment of dealing with his crap.
Oh, well.
But at work.
I got you.
Yeah, so amazing.
So you think that this is going to – they're getting along? Obama, Christie's going to change any minds? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's going to help Governor Christie when he runs.
Yeah, actually it shows that he's a team player and that
– actually shows that he actually can work to get things done.
Yes, he's not one of those people like the Republicans that said, okay, now our most important job now that Obama's in office is to block everything he tries to do. That's just – ridiculous partisan playing and saying, okay, anything that you believe, I'm going to pretend I don't believe anymore, or I'm not for, just so that you fail. You know, he doesn't, as much as he's a loudmouth and there's some things that he's done that I don't agree with, he does, he is very Jersey in that he calls him like he sees him.
And then he Jersey tone pecks right against your crotch. It's like, wow, that's a lot of ass. That's fucking awesome.
Oh,
God, if Michelle Obama would have stolen you as a child. Well, Rick Leventhal, Fox News, asked Governor Christie what he thought about all this. And Governor Christie, as only Governor Christie can, had this to say. So you guys can listen to this.
Rick Leventhal caught up with him a few minutes ago, asking about not only the state of the recovery, but also some of the political heat that this has caused among some of the Republican parties from moments ago.
Governor, along those lines, a lot of attention has been paid to your tour with President Obama of the damaged areas, as I'm sure you're aware. And while people understand your commitment to the people of New Jersey and the need to get them help, some have questioned where you are now on your endorsement of Mitt Romney.
He choked. Fat man choke.
He like threw up the idea.
Like, walked up a flight of stairs.
I endorsed him 13 months ago. I traveled all around the country.
You didn't
I
walk.
Raised millions of dollars for him. I spoke at literally dozens and dozens of rallies for him. And I did that because I thought, when I endorsed him, that he was the best person to bring America back, its jobs, its economy, and its greatness in the world. I still believe that today. And I don't understand why telling the President of the United States that he's done a good job, when he's done a good job, equals an endorsement. So, fact of the matter is, Mitt Romney knows this, and by the way, so does the President of the United States. I endorsed Mitt Romney 13 months ago because I thought he was the best guy for the job, and on Tuesday I'm voting for Mitt Romney because I think he's the best guy for the job. But it doesn't mean that I can't turn to the President of the United States of America and say to him, thank you.
So that's a fine African-American right there. That is a good, that's one of the good ones.
That's the here's your card.
Listen, Rick Leventhal, Fox News, that's one of the good black guys. Like your Colin Powells before he endorsed
him. Before he turned around and you know, it's a black.
Does their job well, somehow,
right, we got
takes
the gist.
Away my... That takes away my...
Should I stop this?
My endorsement of Mitt Romney?
Wait a second.
Believe me, I can tell you this much.
It's like
there
sex.
There are two people who know, for sure, beside me, who I'm voting for on Tuesday. Mitt Romney and the President of the United States.
There you go.
All right? So, but it doesn't mean we can't work together and haven't worked
Kumbaya,
together.
Kumbaya, motherfuckers! I'm fucking Governor Christie, motherfucker!
We can work together. It doesn't mean that I'm going to kiss his ass.
My state has been damaged miserably.
Not by my administration, per se.
No, of course not.
So, you know, good. Good for Governor Chris Christie.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's actually a pretty reasonable response, is to say, look, I still stand by the guy that I want to see win, but you can't blame me for turning to the President of the United States and saying, good job, when he did one. That's ridiculous.
That's Fox News.
Oh.
Fair and unbalanced.
Oh, God. It just drives me crazy.
So the marathon was canceled?
Yeah. Finally.
That's the key word. Hey, stupid. Yeah. There's a hurricane. Oh. The city's destroyed. How about we wait?
Yeah. How about we wait until the last minute? You know, I know that it's a lot of money for the city, but it's like, you are ridiculous. Don't you think your resources have to go someplace else?
He sucked so much cock on that. And then he endorses Obama. If I'm like Obama, I'm like, please, motherfucker.
Please step away.
Step away, motherfucker.
Yeah. Please don't come so close to me. Don't stand so close to me.
I do feel bad for the marathoners because they came in.
Can you imagine the expense?
Yeah, well,
international community.
Hurricane, not going to have the marathon. Stay where you are.
I know. You can't foresee this. I mean, everybody was going on. I mean, the hype about this storm, which.
Superstorm!
Frankenstorm! I mean, it actually ended up.
We got a storm that's not only going to blow your cock, but blow your house down. Yeah. It's Sandy. She's a big wet whore, and she's going to ruin your marathon.
She might even ruin your marriage. Oh, she's a big whore. I don't know.
She might steal a fat kid because her winds are that strong. Blowing fat kids all across Ohio. Sandy, the super black Kenyan Muslim superstorm.
the Jersey Shore called her no more Sandy.
All right.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Right.
So the Nets and the Knicks, they canceled their game.
Okay.
And then the Knicks played a game on Friday. A lot of people were upset about that. I think they should have canceled the game because you have all these cops that could be doing other things.
Yeah. It was a poor choice to continue things because there are so many things that were out of control and you really did need that manpower elsewhere.
I agree. Yeah. And then the Nets played on Saturday in Brooklyn in the house. They shouldn't have played. And then the Giants played on Sunday. And you know how many EMTs and like police you need?
Yeah.
But nobody said shit about that. They should have just canceled it for the week.
Yeah, they should have. They should have done.
Why does Sandy sing like McClinton? That's an excellent question.
Yes.
You have to walk away because your car is underwater and you got no gas. So just walk away.
I'm going to blow you away.
I'm superstar. I walk away. The first thing I blow away is the keyboardist. Walk away.
I blew him off.
Stop it, Joe. We need them as a sponsor. You're ruining things. Justin Bieber sucks cock. Something America can unite about.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? We weren't pro Bieber.
Haley's like all over the Bieber sucking the cock.
Yeah, she's a pretty non sequitur woman.
Suck the cock. Play with the balls.
Don't forget the balls.
That's my pickup line.
Okay.
Cory Booker, good mayor.
Good mayor.
You know what Cory Booker's doing? Newark's mayor?
Yeah.
Listen, you don't got power? Come to my house. I'll order food, motherfucker. Cory Booker is the shit.
Yes, he is.
Here's the difference between Cory Booker and myself, though.
Yeah.
If I'm living in Newark,
yeah.
I'm not inviting the black folks over.
I'm not inviting anybody over.
Lock the doors. I'm like fucking labeling everything. I got like a metal detector. You want to come? Yeah, you can have some food, but let me wand you first.
You know what's really a sad thing is that everybody talks about, you know, help your neighbors and, you know, don't be one of these people. Like there was that poor woman who she had two little kids with her and their house got washed out and she was walking around with her two little kids got swept out
I know.
Of her hands.
I know, but that's a sad story.
You know, it's a really sad story.
If only Cory Booker lived in that neighborhood.
He would have let her in and he would have dove into the water and snatched up those children.
Cory Booker's the shit. Yeah.
He is the shit.
You gotta love Cory Booker.
Yeah. I think he's tremendous. And you know what? A town as in dire straits as Newark has been for so many years needs a mayor like that.
They certainly do.
They do.
All right. So, I'm gonna just do this thing, then we're gonna go to break.
Okay.
In a little bit. So everybody knows NBC had this, this concert. For the victims of Hurricane Sandy.
Right.
On Friday night, and Bruce Springsteen performed, and Billy Joel, and Bon Jovi, and everything. They were putting this together for Friday night.
These area boys.
So here was Fox and Friends with Steve Doocy and Gretchen Carlson and some other guy who's not as important because he was a fill-in. But here was their take on the concert before it happened.
What is this more political? Is this more let's get this thing on TV before the election to make President Obama look presidential, or is it more for to help out victims?
It does look like they are trying to squeeze things in. Keep in mind, there you got Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen, both supported the President of the United States, Barack Obama, and in fact, Mr. Springsteen, I believe, has been traveling with the President of the United States. Where are the conservative performers? Yes. There aren't any on the list I saw. Now, remember last time when NBC did the event for Katrina?
Right.
Do you remember Kanye West where he said George Bush doesn't care about black people? And Mike Myers standing right next to him had that shocked look on his face? How's NBC going to, you know, that's the picture right there.
But the point is,
how's NBC going to control what people say?
The last one for Hurricane Katrina, I'm sorry, Gretchen, was 10
Sorry, Gretchen, save yourself. Don't say something stupid.
At least, or maybe it was 9/11. It was 9/11. It was 10 days after. It let the city get its feet under itself first before they went to this. This just seems like a rush job because the election is going to be 3 days after that.
Is it a hurricane benefit or a concert for Obama? I don't know.
Oh my God!
And this is why Fox sucks cock.
Oh, and not well. They're toothy. Toothy.
Toothy cock.
Oh, and not toothy cock. Toothy sucking. Oh. God,
are you kidding
crazy.
Me?
This, you
see, this is where I wish Joe was here, and Joe, if you're listening, Joe, this is where I need you to light up the thing here, because I gotta see what Joe would think about this.
I know.
Because this is just the worst. Of the worst.
I have to think that even Joe would say, okay, this is really bad.
Well, Joe surprised us before.
I know. No, he has.
I agree with you, though.
But I think
Joe might be stupid, but he's not a moron.
No. I mean, you know, when stuff is just absolutely ridiculous, it's not a partisan thing. This is just ridiculous.
So you don't think these concerns have any merit?
No. I think that it's deplorable that they decided to make it political. This was about trying to get some money to people that were hurting because there was a catastrophe.
And the Ducey's like, well, maybe they should wait. They're fucking homeless, stupid.
I know.
There's another storm coming, you asshole.
Wait. It's like, oh, because it took 10 days for people to get back from the shock of 9/11? Because,
you know, maybe we should
wait
till the spring.
There's a, what, two, we would have a concert. What, too soon? I mean, there's a time.
Too soon.
You know?
We're helping people. Too soon,
too
people.
Soon.
Too soon.
We would have a concert. It's like, oh, where are the conservatives? I don't know. They're out there trying to find their boats that blew away. What are you talking
about? Joe Curry talking sense. That's my boy.
Yeah.
They are assholes. It had nothing to do with Obama. It was just Fox sensationalizing.
Thank you.
That a boy, Joe.
Thank you. It's like, how dare you politicize this? Oh, they just make me sick. And I would be ranting just as much as if it was
oh yeah, absolutely.
If it was MSNBC making some bullshit about people trying to put together some money for people who lost their homes.
Well, if it was done on MSNBC, nobody would know because nobody watches them.
That's true. But I'm just saying that it, you know, if it was turned around and it was like, you know, liberals saying the same thing, or
fucking
just
stupid,
just
assholes,
stupid.
People that don't get it. So Ducey worries that somebody can say what they want on the concert without control.
You have to call him Ducey.
First of all, the concert was taped; it wasn't live. I don't know if I can't assume that he knew that, but really.
Right.
So, and this is America, so as long as you don't curse, you can pretty much say whatever you want.
Yeah.
My question, is somebody paying attention to what fucking stupid Ducey is saying?
I know.
I mean, cause even if you're, like, if you're Murdoch, owner Fox News, at some point you gotta go, really? Really stupid?
Yeah.
Do you have to be that transparent with what, with the fucking script? Really? Just don't fucking cover it. Don't mention.
Yeah.
Just shut up. Don't draw attention to it.
Why don't you just wear a shirt that says, this is my agenda speaking?
I don't know what roar is. It's R-A-W-R. I'm getting a lot of that from Haley.
R-A-W-R?
It's the sound Michelle Obama makes right before she steals a child.
I don't know what roar means.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Maybe that's the sound that
we're making. So they're like, they're all concerned. Well, you know, there's no conservative artists.
Oh, God.
Hey, who?
It is time for a pork duel! That is right, Pot Duet of Davin's Den. We are not tired. We are ready to roll to give you some more extra.
Extra.
So stick around.
Extra. Joel, sounds like Kamchatka. Extra.
As the party continues, there is no reason to leave. Sit down. Kick back. Take off your shoes. Phew. Okay. Put shoes back on. They stink. Okay. So what was I saying? Oh, yes. Stick around for extra, because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
And we are back! And better than...
And bigger.
Well, a little girthier. Meatier! Veinier! Stealing your children-er!
If they're bigger.
You are listening to the second half of Davin's Den. And now Romney's beating Obama in Florida. 51% to 49%.
Some more punishment for us and more punishment for you!
Erin Burnett still looks like the girl that you'd like to bang.
She's really pretty.
That's what we're looking for in a host. Fox News has the best looking women.
Does it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They got goers.
I'd do her.
No. It's good to know. She's got beautiful eyes.
She does. She's really pretty.
All right. Enough of this horseshit.
Okay.
All right. So we are back. I guess we'll do a little scammer.
Yeah.
Stuff. Where the hell were we last week? I don't remember where we were in the fucking story.
I don't either because it's so insane. I think, well, you were,
where the hell was I?
You were talking about, the storm.
This was before the storm, though.
Oh, it was right before the storm.
It was before the storm.
All
right. Well, we'll catch everybody. For those of you who don't know, if you're just tuning in, if you're new to the show, what me and my pals do is we scam the romance scammers from Africa where, you know, they think that we're falling in love with them.
Mm-hmm.
But we're really scamming them. That's the little type of thing we do. So this is a weekly thing. It's going to be a lot. There's a lot of interesting stuff this week.
Oh, good.
Now, I don't think I had. I don't think I had anything. By the way, how much smoother do I run?
Oh, you know what? It's great. Oh, now you have to do the jump.
Junga, boonga, boonga. That certainly is. So, I don't think I had anything until Thursday of last week.
Oh.
Did Richard?
Yeah, Richard.
Richard Eldorado is, of course, our pal Joe Curry.
Yeah.
Richard Eldorado. Now, I hooked up Richard with his gal Mavis.
Yes.
And Richard's been on some tough times. But he's very close to his cat, Mr. Kitty. And Richard writes some horseshit poetry.
Oh, my God.
All right, so give me a little taste of it.
No,
anything from Wednesday?
This stuff starts on Thursday.
All right, then I'll start.
Okay, good.
So she asked me where I've been. No, I asked her where she's been. She fucking disappeared.
Yeah, she's
Oh, that's right. Oh, here's where she was on vacation.
Oh,
that's right. She was on vacation from working at the orphanage. She hadn't been feeling well.
Yeah.
They gave her a week's vacation. She's a little MIA on vacation.
Yeah.
She goes, I told you, not that well, babe, and moreover, I don't have much money on me. Understand?
I wonder why she keeps bringing up that much money she doesn't have.
I don't understand.
Oh.
I was going to call you last week, but you never left the number. Then she gives me the phone number. Then I found out where if I call that number, she'll see my phone number. So
and
that phone number was never played.
We've been there before.
Yes, we have. So I got to get a new calling card.
Yeah. Oh, well, just to let people know, before the first scammer that Davin had to deal with, he did call using his number, and she called him back at 5 in the morning, waking up his wife, which was not a happy accident.
No, I had two women pissed off at me.
Yes.
One on a different continent, one right next to me.
Not good.
So she got a phone from her friend. I asked her how long she'll have it for. She doesn't know because she has to give it back when she needs it. I told her hold on to it for a few more days because at this point I hadn't tried to call her yet. Then I found. So, oh, honey, why can't we talk? Tell me what's going on with the court issue. Now I'm going through this divorce, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's been issues and everything. My attorney dropped me because he found that I was lying because I never told him about my relationship with my love, Agnes.
Oh.
Of course. So I've been trying to get this new attorney, who seems to be a very good female attorney, but her receptionist, Rosa, wants a piece of the Davin cock.
Well, who doesn't?
Exactly. So she asked what's going on with the court. So this is after the storm. I go, do you get the American news? She goes, why do you ask? I go, Google Hurricane Sandy. She goes, is that a huge wave? Now, it could be because they come as waves off the African continent before they form storms. But I don't know.
No.
She goes, what's going on, babe? I go, New York and New Jersey have been almost destroyed in parts. I live in New York and my wife and kid live in New Jersey. They are missing.
Oh, wow.
She goes, really? You never told me about it. So what are you doing about it? Does the police know? I go, you have not been around. It happened on Monday. Honey, Google New Jersey and Hurricane Sandy images. Haven't you heard anything about them? She says. I go, no, they were staying at my summer house. Neighborhoods are destroyed, flooded, washed into the sea.
You know what she heard? You have a second house?
You're right. Cha-ching, motherfucker. The wife is missing. Sweet. Don't
Sweet. No divorce. They've been washed out to sea and there's a house.
Exactly. It was a house.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God they are alive. I go, but she goes, but I'm scared now. I go, I did not say that. I have no idea. Phone service is out. Why are you scared? You might get back with your wife. And I've wasted all this time. I checked your profile and it says you're married to her.
What? I mean, she didn't know this?
We talked about this when she fell in love with me instantly.
Stupid.
I go, of course it says I'm married to her. I'm not divorced. She might be dead. My kid might be dead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh inappropriately then. I just meant...
So wait, I said this to fucking Curry and it was the funniest thing he'd ever heard. Because he's an asshole. I don't know what he's saying. I'm not opening the chat right now because I got to read this.
Right.
I go, no, this... She goes, no, this won't happen. Please think about the positive side.
The positive side.
That bitch is out of your hair. She's with the fishes.
Sandy washed that bitch right out of my hair.
I have not heard from them since Sunday night. I told them to leave. I told them to come here. They would not. Have you tried calling your wife's mom or any relative of them? I go, of course, nobody has heard. She goes, this is really bad. I go, yes. She goes, I don't think you can think straight from now. I go, why do you say that? 3 question marks.
Mm-hmm.
You were scared and nervous. I would feel the same thing if I cannot find my son and you.
Mm.
Well, I'm doing my best. Becky, of course, is my protege, comedy protege, who's here all the time. Becky's been with me the whole time, and I'm using the orange juice and vodka as fuel. Oh, yes.
And you're a supposedly recovering alcoholic who has been hitting the booze pretty hard during this.
I certainly have. She goes, okay. She goes,
okay.
I go, she's been a great support for me at this time when I needed somebody the most.
Ooh, and I just don't get. She pulls out the claws for Rosa, but she doesn't seem to mind that you have this girl coming over all the time.
She trusts me.
Sucker.
She goes, I wish I was there with you. I go, it would be nice, but at least she's helping me and keeping me calm and being supportive. She has not even gone home. Been here since Monday.
And she makes liquor store runs.
She certainly does. She goes, I wish I can tell Becky thank you for helping, my darling. Now, at this moment, I was thinking, well, do I want to write Becky into this, have her give her a speaking part? Oh. I was mulling this over. I go, that's not necessary.
Not yet, because you don't know what you're going to do with her.
I really don't. She goes, so what are you going to do now? I go, about what? She goes, how will we find your kid and wife?
Oh, look at this.
I go, I don't know. I've tried going down there, but each time the police turn me away.
Oh.
I might just have to bring my gun.
Now you sound like me on a gas line.
I certainly do. Vigilante justice. And hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The not knowing is terrible. A gun for what, she says. Don't tell me you're trying something stupid. I go to shoot my way into the disaster area.
I'm sorry, that was a bad time to try to take a sip of my soda.
This is serious.
I'm sorry.
Don't be a cruel, heartless bitch. I'll just see if Audacity's recording. And it is.
Yay.
Okay. She goes, you might die there. I go, stupid is subjective. How smart is it to put your heart in the hands of somebody you have never met who lives in a country that is notoriously full of desperate people who would lie and cheat?
Oh.
Stupid, right? Somehow I do that. If I die, you'll be taken care of. I told you that.
Oh, boy.
So you were saying I'm not important to you and am a lie?
Oh.
I go, no, I'm saying I do a lot of quote-unquote stupid things.
Oh.
Like have Joe part of the show.
No, he's not here to defend himself. Stop
he's
that.
Probably writing his ass off in the fucking message.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I don't know. She goes, I think you have fooled me enough and I might have taken too seriously with you.
Oh.
And if something, and I go, and if something does happen to me, you will be taken care of financially.
Yeah.
She goes, I think you've played me a fool for long.
Oh.
I might be, she thinks I'm scamming her.
Oh my God. What an uncalled
How dare she?
For.
How dare
she?
My word. Be sensible, woman.
Be sensible.
I go, fine, think that way. I love you, but I can't fight for you right now. I need to find my kid. At any cost, even if she does not love me anymore, because the kid's not talking to me anymore.
Right.
If you want to live your life without me, then I can't get on a plane to Ghana right now to prove why you should be with me. She goes, never forced you to come. No more woman will tell you to leave your kid and wife and come and live with her. Well, actually, I was only asking how you're going to find them, trying to raise some ideas. And then you say I played you the fool. Don't you think that hurts? 5 question marks.
Wow.
I'm very good at this.
She's harmed.
I said to her, don't you think this hurts?
Oh, yes.
That's me. She goes, I think this is what you think of me, that I'm some stupid and selfish and asking you to come and live with me. I go, you're missing the point. She goes, you're trying to break up with me, ain't you?
Ain't you.
Ain't you. Holy cow, how clueless are you? 4 question marks. This was not about you, exclamation point. You called me trying anything to find my family stupid. I guess I do a lot of things that most people... would not do. If you want to end our relationship, go ahead. It will just make my decision if I can't find my daughter that much easier. Then I will truly have nothing to live for. Back to suicidal tendencies.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I only said don't do anything stupid. I meant don't take a gun with you. You might get killed. And then in all cap locks with a ton of exclamation points, they won't let me in! I don't care if I get killed!
Oh, boy.
They just don't want you to go in there and maybe die or something. Just have a little more patience. I go, time
yes,
is
running out. Yes, doctor, have a little more patience.
Have a little more patience. I go, time is running out. What happens if they're trapped under a building or something? It is getting colder and colder. Now, I gotta admit here.
I should bring Kong. He can lift big buildings.
Cut, run, Pippi. I gotta be, I felt a little bad about using the tragedy in this way. I did feel, but I'm like, you know what? I'm just making it more real.
Yeah.
So.
You're using the.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
It just happened to. Go into
it wasn't planned. I didn't call Hurricane Sandy up. Hey, bitch, I got some work for you. She goes, don't you trust in God?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I said no.
No, you didn't.
I said no.
Oh, boy.
She goes, wish I would do something to help you. I go, what could you do? You don't know search and rescue. You can't send money to pay the authorities to let me in.
Are you on the gun and Coast Guard or something?
She goes, but I could do one thing.
What?
I go, pray, question mark.
Yeah.
She goes, is the most important thing. I go, maybe to you it is. Praying didn't keep the wall of water from engulfing those towns.
Wow.
Because now I'm bitter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I go, oh, I see you were adding more men to your Facebook friends list. Didn't mean to bother you. Because now I'm looking at the news feed, and it's just person after person. Well, I'm having this big fucking moment here. My life is being torn asunder. I don't know what to do. I don't believe in God. My wife and kid are missing. Now's a good time to add some Facebook friends.
Yeah, well, it's like her big investment is eating the gun most days that she talks to him. So she's thinking, you know, I better have a backup plan.
Yeah, seriously, or 25 of them as a case.
25 backup plans.
She goes, why do you keep getting jealous? They are only mutual friends who want to add me. Some are married and others are in a relationship. First of all, she does all the adding.
Uh-huh.
So was I, and that didn't stop you.
Oh.
Us. She goes, I don't understand. I go, I was a mutual friend. I was am married. Now we are in a relationship. Apparently being in a relationship does not stop people now, does it?
Oh.
She goes, I was widowed when you met me. Then I'm in a relationship with you, so what's your problem? I guess we're forgetting all the other relationships that we discussed that she had earlier in this charade.
Yes.
If you don't trust me, want to dump me, tell me. It's always the trust with them.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But this is like real fucking trust. This I've made this into a real relationship.
I know.
I've made this into real
relationship. It's like a real argument.
It's very strenuous. And I actually get wrapped up with it. Like, I put myself in that person.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, I'm acting.
Oh, yeah, you're so method.
I'm in, baby. She goes, I go, if I wanted to dump you, I would dump you. She goes, then stop being jealous. I go, do you want to break up? You keep bringing it up. I was never jealous before you. She goes, I don't want to do that, but you keep on misjudging and mistrusting me. I go, you have earned some mistrust, haven't you?
Oh, God, you're really playing with fire.
I'm doing my best with all this. I really am. But how does it look when I'm telling you my kid might be dead and my Facebook newsfeed has you adding friends as we talk? How does that look? Like 8 question marks.
While we talk. Bang.
Because you know what?
Bing,
it
bing, bing.
It is really fucking callous.
Oh, it is.
It's
like I'm talking to you about my wife and child is dead, and she's like, oh, look, let me add some more friends. Bing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most heartless thing you can do.
It is.
It makes me think our love is not real. She goes, I'm only accepting friend requests from people, both males and females, because you can be a male if you need to be.
Yes, you know, on Facebook, you can do whatever you want.
I go, yes, while my world is crumbling around me. She goes, stop saying that! I go, saying what? Your world is crumbling up. Well, I certainly didn't say that.
No.
I go, oh, I am sorry. Is that inconvenient? that the mother of my child and my child are missing? How would you like me to describe it?
Oh, boy.
She goes, I know it's hard for you. I go, yes, but my pain is inconvenient for you. Maybe if I just pray, all the pain will be over. Isn't that right? She goes, and God asked me to show you the way. Yeah. God showed me the way to an estranged wife and a child who may have found a watery grave, while my girlfriend makes nicey-nice with some new Facebook friends. boy, am I thankful.
Oh,
I am completely playing.
You are Mr. Bitter with extra bitter sauce right now.
Are you convinced by who I'm playing? Is it consistent with who I've been?
You've been consistently going down. You're circling the drain.
I certainly am.
And it's like, this is like a real friggin' messed up relationship where things start going downhill, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, all the yucky parts of the person.
Oh yeah, it's not all sweet and look at the orphan kids.
No, not at all.
She goes, see you making silly talks now. Now how do you
making silly talks?
Now how do you want me to feel? I go, silly talk ? She goes, stop talking about that. I go, about what? Accepting friend requests from people. Sorry, go on with your business. How rude of me to notice that my girlfriend, who supposedly loved me so much, has time for chit-chat while her boyfriend is in a world of hurt. I apologize. Oh. My bad. I'm like such a fucking bitch.
Oh,
see,
man.
You don't want to fight with me in real life.
No.
'Cause I'm like a chick. I got all the ammo.
Wow.
She goes, I'm chatting with no one. I go, she goes, why are you so rude to me? I go, 'cause I'm going through a lot and my Facebook newsfeed keeps filling up with you accepting new friends while you ask them of pictures, are they your wife? How should that make me feel? There was somebody who on her, one of her pictures posted gorgeous, and she said, thank you, and your wife is gorgeous too, while we're going on with this. She goes, never asked me anyone for pics. They say I'm gorgeous and told him his wife is gorgeous too. Read it properly. And she meant to add stupid.
Yes, she did. I love this. She writes like a 3-year-old animal. Read it properly.
I go, the point is, I would think you could refrain from the small talk with new friends right about now. She goes, you mean I should not talk to other people? She's just like a guy, a really dumb guy.
I know.
Who's got like a great bod and a big cock.
It's like, what do you mean I should do? What do you want?
She goes, people keep sending me friend requests. I go, if you were having a rough time, how would you feel if I was making small talk with strangers? Would you feel loved and important?
Mm.
She goes, I understand you, my love.
Uh-huh.
I go, you say that as you added another friend of mine.
No! Are you kidding me?
No. I'm actually upset by this, by the way.
I know. It's like, I'm having a real life, quote unquote.
I'm having a real fake life. Yeah.
I'm having a real fake sort of kind of an argument with my pseudo girlfriend, and she's adding more friends.
You summed it up perfectly.
Oh.
She goes, did he request you? I go, did he request you or did you request him? She goes, Facebook asked me to add him because he's a mutual friend. That was Rich Carucci, by the way, who I've instructed Rich that start up a conversation with her.
Oh, that's great. You know what? I love it, because when Facebook tells me to add people, I immediately jump on there and add.
I get there. I go, glad to know what Facebook asks is more important than focusing on me. Yep.
Great.
She goes, if you're going to keep judging me, then I guess I will not be able to talk and come out with something sensible. I go, I judge people by their actions. I have Becky, who's been by my side the whole time, and I have my girlfriend taking friend requests on Facebook while I'm devastated. Yeah, I'm a judgmental dick.
Oh, no, that's.
Would you ever want to fight with me?
No.
She goes, where was Becky when I helped you with the writing and other stuffs? If you really love me, you will not even think of me such low. I go, I'm writing the porn for you!
Oh.
8 exclamation points. Don't you flip this around on me, Missy. I didn't put that.
I love you so much, I'm writing porn for you!
That's what you do.
I can't say I've ever heard that.
Stick around. I go, I've been honest with you since day one.
Oh.
Including my feelings about you and everybody else. Don't try to make me be the insensitive person. I'm not doing that. Are saying that I should not have other friends? Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to get the divorce settlement for you. I don't give a damn about money. I've been poor before, and I can be poor again. Is this the way you're going to talk to me when we're married, she says?
Oh, boy. Wow.
I go, yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, if I come home from a really shitty day and pour my heart out to you and you are busy screwing around on the internet with strangers, then I will tell you to pack your bags and get out. If you love somebody, you focus on them when they are hurting. Stupid.
That's actually true.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm being very...
I know.
I'm pouring myself into this
bit. That's actually true, because if this were real...
Oh, my God. So history.
Well, oh, yeah.
If I didn't have a radio bit, I would find a new scam and a scam.
I
don't need this type of insensitivity from fake people.
If this was for real and I was pouring out my heart to my supposed boyfriend, and he's like, and all of a sudden I say,
ooh, Farmville.
New friend. Yeah. He just bought some
cows. Can you feed the chickens? I'm listening to some bullshit on the other end.
Oh, my God. Or he's watching TV or something while we're talking. Ah,
oh, I blow him. That's what that noise was.
That's not what that sound effect was supposed to mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. She goes, I'm not hurting you in any way. Except English.
Yeah.
I go, apparently you are if I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
This is real! Not really. But that's what I wrote.
This is real. I've been honest from you from the get-go.
I'm playing the game.
Oh, no.
This is supposed to be love. How can you love me if you can't even focus on me in my darkest hour? Like it or not, I love you!
Oh, you pathetic schmuck.
And our worlds are intertwined, so you can hurt me.
Oh, no.
Because this is the vulnerability
that
they need.
Yes.
She goes, can we stop talking? She goes, can we stop taking this to another level?
Oh, wow.
It seems we don't understand each other. I go, what level? It seems you're getting more hurt by saying this. Can we stop talking about that? I go, stop talking about what? Stupid. She goes, me adding people. I go, holy crap. You just don't understand me at all.
No,
and at this point, I'm like fucking frustrated by this stupidity.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, you just don't understand what I am saying. Maybe you never knew me. Maybe you do not know what devoted love is.
Oh, that's a low blow.
She goes, see, you hurting me.
Oh, see, you hurting me.
Except she forgot the T and wrote it like Joe typing.
You hurting me.
You hurting me. I go, well, you've hurt me too.
Oh, great.
I'm like such the bitch. She goes, then let's stop saying this and talk about how you will find your wife and kid. Yes, let's just hide our feelings. That is a very healthy way to deal with things.
Oh, God, you are dumb with a bone right now.
She goes, my time is almost up.
Hey, my therapist says this. We get to the meaty business. Our time is almost up.
It's about probably 9, 10 around their time.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, if you have to go, I understand. She goes, okay.
Okay.
And she's gone. And she's gone.
She's like, that was some bullshit. She's like ranting.
So before I realized she was gone, I typed out, I don't know if we will talk anymore. I don't know what I'm going to do. I do love you.
Oh,
I am sorry to hurt you. Right now, my grief is unbearable. And that was Thursday.
Oh, my God.
So what do you think?
Oh, my God. Oh, this is, like, too real.
But I got to play it up real.
No, I know you do, but it's, like, it really is just, like, the way that people start getting irrational. It starts building. And, like she said, she's not always so great with English, but when she said, you know, we better stop talking about this because you want to take it to another level. And it's, like, this is, like...
She's the guy.
This is trying to get out of an argument, and the person won't let you stop arguing because they're, like, you don't care about me if we stop talking. It's, like, no, the thing you're supposed to do is stop talking when you're both going... bounce off the walls like this. Take a rest, count to 10, go outside and have a walk, something. But, you know, just like spiraling like your character is. It's like, ah! I can't believe that they are still in with how hard you pound her.
I certainly do.
Oh, you do.
We're going on 5 months.
This is incredible.
And 4 days at the end of the week, we'll be with her. I'll be together with her 5 months.
That's incredible.
I'm very good at bullshit relationships.
You've had this fake relationship longer than some of my real relationships lasted.
Well, I'm very good. apparently, it was probably me being too loud. So instead of adjusting the levels, because that's going to fuck shit up, like Joe suggested.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to back away from the mic because I was getting very excited.
Well, yeah.
So does Richard Eldorado have anything from Thursday?
He does.
Now, is this Richard or is this a poem to Richard from Mavis?
This is from Mavis to Dick Eldorado.
All right. This is Dick Eldorado. This is Mavis.
Yes.
Dick Eldorado's girlfriend.
Yeah. And she's writing some poetry to her boy. Love ruled the day when the angels came to meet.
Wait. Mavis is writing?
Mavis is writing some poetry.
Yay!
To Richard.
Hope it's as horse shitty as his.
Love ruled... Cut and paste.
Oh, yeah.
Love ruled the day when the angels came to meet, sweeping them up and off of their feet. Neither of them knowing what the future would bring, two hearts together and one diamond ring. Today it's a promise so sweet and so pure, together forever, for love shall endure. A blessing from above, this story is told, a love to last a lifetime and a hand to hold. It was no accident that this came to be. Now you must realize that it really takes three. So go hand in hand to a future unknown, knowing that with the Lord you will never be alone. Ugh. With the angels still near and Ugh. Dear to the heart, this couple shall prosper and never grow apart. For it's not always For it's not always the eye that is the first to say what really matters in life and what is meant to be. So remember that to love is to... So remember that
it must
love.
Be that side of the table.
So no, it's just I'm choking back the vomit.
Ugh, this is awful.
So remember that to love is time well spent, and what brought you two together was heaven sent.
There's more. You had to go to page two.
Yeah, it's short.
Ugh.
I hope you get well soon.
I think she made Richard ill.
Wait, you'll like this part. I hope Davin finds his daughter and wife. Tell him we pray for you both. I miss you, honey. Mavis.
Oh, Mavis and Agnes. Mavis gives a shit more than Agnes.
I know. She's writing some crap.
So this is why Joe had to call me on Sunday and go, what are you fucking doing?
Yeah, what? Because cool. It's like, how come she's writing to me? But what happened to your wife and daughter?
And this is what I tell Joe. Oh, yeah, they're missing in the storm. And Joe just like laughed. Like, oh, I'm like, you're a terrible, insensitive human being.
I know, and I laughed too.
Joe thought it was the funniest thing. The wife, not as thrilled.
No, yeah, I know. She's like, don't tempt the fates.
Well, that's what I have to be careful because you don't want to do too much.
No, I know.
So that was Thursday, right?
Yeah.
I got Friday.
Okay, good. You go.
All right. Let's see. She asks, this is very brief. She goes, are you there? I go, yeah, how are you? This is very brief. She goes, I hope you're all right. I go, I'm okay. How are you? She goes, I'm fine. This is 6:18 our time, so this is 10:18 her time.
Okay.
I go, hanging in there. How is Michael? She goes, he is good. Glad to hear it. Okay. What okay? I gotta go.
Wow.
Agnes, and that's what I said. I go, wow.
Yeah. She's like, touch a base. Didn't ask anything about what was going on. She just didn't want to get into it.
She goes, sorry, but the cafe wants to close. Maybe we could talk tomorrow.
Okay.
I go, maybe. I go, isn't it early for them to close? So that was Friday.
Wow.
Do you got anything for Friday?
No.
All right. Here's my Saturday. So she gets on late. This is, again, around the same time. So we have a little chit-chat. I go, oh, this is sad. I go, oh, the cafe's open later tonight. She goes, today is Saturday. They will close. Have you heard anything of your kid and wife? I go, I found them in a shelter.
Oh.
Thank God they survived. So they live with you, she says? I go, I don't know. That depends on you, on us. She goes, I don't understand. Do they live in the same house with you? I go, the house is gone, flattened. Everything they own is gone. They are at my house now. I will get a hotel if we are a couple, if you are uncomfortable. It will be expensive, but if we are a couple and it does upset you, then I will do that.
Oh.
She goes, okay.
Wow.
I go, what okay? Okay to what?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm happy you found them both.
Oh.
I go, me too. I go, what is the deal with us? You talk about marriage. You talk about breaking up. You really hurt me the other day, and the hardest thing is I don't think you understand why.
Mm.
She goes, I am sorry if you think I have hurt you. Such a fucking guy.
Ugh.
You only bring your anger on me. You make me feel stupid when you do that for wasting this much fucking time.
Yeah, it's like, I'm never going to get this money. This is the most painful scam I ever ran.
Certainly is. Can't we just write porn like the good old days?
Right.
I go, I was not angry with you until I told you what was going on, and I see my Facebook newsfeed filling up with 20-some-odd friends that you just needed to add at the moment. How would you feel if you were telling me Michael was very sick? That's her son.
Yes.
And at the same time, you saw I was playing a game on Facebook. She goes, I am sorry. I go, it is not about sorry. It never is.
No.
I go, I mean, thank you, but do you understand why I was upset? Do you understand what our relationship should be in my eyes? She goes, I'm sorry if I made you please. I don't even know what the fuck that means. Oh. I go, what? I go, I'm sorry to make you upset. I go, making me upset is not the issue. Couples do that all the time. Do you understand what made me upset? Do you understand how you made me feel? She goes, yes, I do. I promise I will not do that again. I go, it is not a matter of doing it again. It is a matter of understanding each other. How do you think it made me feel? She goes, jealous and upset.
Okay.
I go, unimportant and insignificant.
Mm.
Because I'm a bitch. She goes, I'm sorry. Forgive me about it. I go, I do forgive you. I'm unsure if we were as good together as I originally thought.
Wow.
Because, you know, the way these relationships usually work, the Westerner is trying to hold on to the relationship for as long as possible.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like begging you, oh, please, please forgive me. I know.
You like the irony?
I do. I like that all of a sudden it's This is like turn the tables, and now she's like, please, please.
And I never have this shit planned, but it's just like, let's fucking play.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. I go, what okay? What do you think? She goes, I am ashamed right now. I go, why are you ashamed? Because I made you feel bad. I go, babe, it's not about making me feel bad. I do know if you understand what I want out. I do not know if you understand what I want out of a relationship. I do not know when we fight, you always ask if I am breaking up with you. Plus, you accuse me of playing you with a fool. I wonder how close we really are. He goes, I just said that because I am stupid. I'm sorry about it. I go, you are not stupid. You said it because you felt that way. But why? Yuck. I'm sorry, hun. Babe, this is not about sorry. Why won't you tell me what you think? I'm doing all the talking. And if we're going to get married, then we need to communicate. I already had one marriage where communication was non-existent. This person wants to get the fuck out of this situation.
Oh, God.
This is like such the guy trying to appease the bitch.
Yeah, it's like, okay, calm down, calm down. Put down the knife.
Put down the gas tank. She goes, I get jealous. That's why I said that. I go, jealous of what? Said what? I thought you would go back to your wife after the storm. I go, I was seeing if she was alive, with my daughter, more exclamation points. You told me not to be jealous, 4 exclamation points. She goes, I know, but you know I can't control the feeling. I go, okay, are we a couple?
Oh.
She goes, yes, we are, babe.
Oh, lovey dovey.
I go, okay, do you want me to spend the money and get a hotel while they stay at my house?
Yeah.
Introducing money, haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, we can live together if only she will not attack me.
What? Wait a minute. Who talked about you stepping into this?
I go, babe, this is not forever. I'm talking about right now. They're going to stay at my house until they get on their feet. The question I am asking you is, should I spend the money on a hotel for myself or should I share a roof with them? I need to know how you feel about this.
Yeah.
Little test here.
I'm dying to know.
I haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
She goes, well, you will waste much money at the hotel. And when she
great.
Why don't you give me that money? I swear to God, I laughed my ass
no,
off.
No, she said, why don't you give me that money?
I laughed. I laughed out loud. That's money. No, confirms everything we knew.
That's great. Don't waste that money on a hotel, motherfucker. Yeah. Send it to me.
For 5 months, this bitch has been waiting for the opening.
Western Union stuff. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, that's great. Why don't you give me the money? If you're burning my hotel, send it over here.
She goes, you know I got to buy something.
Wow. It's been so long since she asked for money. But you dangled the money in there right
I knew
away.
What I was doing.
Oh, yeah.
I go, what a great idea. While my wife is around, I'll just overnight some money to Ghana. She will never know. Do you want that in nickels or quarters?
No, you didn't.
I did. Sarcastic Davins here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She goes, what do you mean by that? I go, by what? She goes, will you give me the money or not?
Oh, wait a minute. This has got to be a different person.
No, Mom, I don't know. I go, can your jealousy overcome her living with me if I send you the money? She goes, no, it won't, but I trust you.
Oh, boy.
I know you will not sleep with her.
I trust your big, fat bank account.
I go, so you trust me to live under the same roof with her, but you do not trust me to see if she's alive?
Yeah.
She goes, forgive my foolishness for the first time. I didn't realize we'd be talking about cash.
I know. As soon as we're talking about you got money to throw around.
She goes, let's forget about that. I go, of course.
Of course.
So she goes, so when can you send me the money?
No!
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I go, when would you like it? She goes, today.
I wanted it 5 months ago.
By the way, it is now 11:15 her time.
Oh, wow. So this cafe is like more than closed. Yeah.
Okay, I go, oh, okay. Do you accept gift cards?
can you use a Best Buy gift card? I have one of those.
How about Malmart, where I got you that computer, stupid?
Malmart.
Remember that one?
Yes, I do.
She goes, I don't think so. Do you have Western Union?
Oh, what is this Western Union that you speak of?
I go, Americans don't use Western Union. Maybe we should just wait.
What did she say?
They do.
But they do all the time. I mean, I've heard they do.
You got to ask for a Western Union nearby. I go, rich neighborhoods don't have Western Unions or black people. No, I didn't say that. I go, how do you know what Americans use? Have you forgotten? I've been in New York before. Of course.
Oh.
I go, of course, on vacation. Why would you use Western Union on vacation? I sent money to a friend. She needed some money. You got to ask for a Western Union. I go, I'll see what I can do. You do realize my wife will see the funds gone and it will reveal everything.
Yes.
She goes, you just have to say you helped a friend who helped when you were in Ghana. I go, did you forget that she already suspects I am messing around with a woman from Ghana? She goes, no, I have forgotten. I go, really? A bunch of questions. I go, how could you forget that? My friend, the court, the African whore. Remember all this?
Yes, I do. But the thing is, it's like, oh, because the last person that was talking to you didn't give me the notes.
You're like, I go, check your notes, love.
No!
Yeah. I'm just laying it out there.
Talk to the next person that was talking to me that day.
Oh, wow. She goes, I remember now. I got you in my mind. Those problems, I don't want to think about it. It's you I want. Babe, can you help me with the money, please?
No.
Yep. I go, I want to help you. But you do realize if I do this, I will lose all of my money. Never be able to fly you and Michael to America and never see my daughter again. You do understand this, right? She goes, yeah, honey. So what when you go to court again?
Wow. Wow. So it's like, okay, I can't get I tried for the short payout. I can't get it. So I'm back to the long haul. Oh, man, that was great.
She goes, I go, what? Should I send the money anyway? She goes, do you want to send it in my name or someone's name? Maybe the guy that they don't realize it. I go, my money's being watched very closely. She has private investigators all over me. If I send anything to Africa right now, they will know everything. Is that something you want to risk? She goes, well, no. Then don't do it for now.
Don't do it for now.
Okay. The best way to get you money continues to be the porn.
Yes.
Either writing it or sending pictures of you, or sending pictures that if they publish, that they will get money for them.
Ooh.
But how can I do that? I don't even have a computer at home to sit down and write more porn. I guess the way we have been doing it is or borrow a friend's computer and send it to me. You are making great progress. The company has told me they are thinking of having someone special star in it.
You.
She goes, okay. She goes, are you mad? She goes, no, I'm not. Do you use credit cards?
Oh, this is great. It's like, there's got to be another way I can get money out of him right now.
I go, why? She goes, you can cash money and put it down for like days and you send it to me afterwards. You can use it for shopping. I go, you sure do know a lot about this. Seems like you have quite a bit of experience with this. LOL. If you only knew, stupid.
Yeah. This is all I do all day.
She goes, do you think you could do it? I go, not sure, maybe. Just so happy that you've put our past issues and focus what is important.
On the money.
She goes, so do you think you could do that, as I said? And then she goes, yeah, about focusing on the past. I go, maybe. I go, you sure are a saint. I truly am blessed, aren't I?
Oh, yes.
She goes, yeah, you are.
Oh, boy. The balls on these people.
Cash the money today, please.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
Cash the money today, please.
Yes.
I'm sick of your bullshit. I don't want you eating a gun before you send me money. Oh, wow.
I go, you sound very excited. Does money make you hot?
Oh.
She goes, LOL. I go, I'm not kidding. This is the most turned on you have ever sounded. So, do you think you can send the money on Monday?
I'm not talking sex talk with you, buddy. I'm still pushing for the money.
How much do you want? I ask. $700, she says.
$700!
Is that too much? Not sure. I was thinking, what is the name of the man you wanted me to Western Union? She goes, he is only 20 years. I go, name, not age. Stupid. Ishmael Abbey, who, by the way, it looks like a fucking Ghana. And he's on the... I did some research.
Oh, you know,
he's on some of these sites. Yep. Ishmael Abbey, look him up on Facebook. I go, what is his address? Do you have a phone number for him? How do you know him? And at this point, I'm thinking about my pal Joe might have to make another phone call as soon as we can get our phone straight.
Our attorney McClinton is going to have to call?
No. Getting there.
Oh, okay.
But I think we might need our pal to do a redo.
Oh, that's great. Are there going to be drachmas and yak in our future?
Well, listen, I hope Joe doesn't ruin my relationship, but it makes it very entertaining. So, Joe, I know you're listening. Be prepared, motherfucker. Once we get back in the compound, phone calls will be flying.
Oh, my God.
She goes, he also helps the orphanage home. I go, another one of the Lord's saints on earth. Bless him.
Oh, bleh.
She goes, if you send the money through the Western Union, you'll be given the information, then you give it to me, so that he can be able to get the money. I go, well, I'm thinking I might have a way of doing this through my accountant. How can my accountant reach Ishmael? Can you send it through Western Union? Is the best, she says. I have to hop in the shower. Be back in a few minutes. So glad the cafe's staying open late tonight. I think it's best if my account works it out with Ishmael. I'm laying this out for Joe.
Yeah.
Either way, I think it's very important that you write more scripts and maybe send some naked pictures for the company. Extra cash and quicker, too. She goes, oh, okay. Naked pics of who? You silly. You are beautiful. You know that. Everybody knows that. You have made me realize how silly jealousy is, especially when it is work-related. Because remember, she was fine with me doing the porn before.
Oh, yeah.
You've changed me for the better, and I love you for that. LOL. Love you, too. Why don't we talk so that I got before you go in the shower? Hello? You there?
Wait. I was so close to the money. Don't go shower.
That's what I perfectly did. I go, I'm back. So tell me, what will Ishmael and your accountant talk about? So isn't that a great idea? The arrangements, but I need his number. I think you should do the naked photos. If they publish it, the money will come quicker and you've earned it. At this point, I'm thinking either she's going to get these naked photos,
right,
or she can go to fucking Julie Love's website and give
absolutely.
Julie some fucking money.
She knows where to get them.
A naked pic of who? Someone else? I go, no, you! My nakedness is for you alone. I go, they will be blown away that such a talented writer is so beautiful. You will get extra money. Let's not talk about that now. By the way, it's 8 o'clock, so it's after midnight her time.
Right.
Cafe staying open late tonight.
Uh-huh.
Babe, it was yourself who was comfortable with me doing movies for money. I must extend you the same rights. To not would be selfish on my part. I've twisted every fucking thing around.
This person's head's exploding.
No. Let's talk about your accountant and Ishmael. How will they work out the money? I go, that is business for people, not two people in love like us. What will your accountant do with Ishmael? I go, make arrangements, I guess. I don't know. I'm not an accountant, but he handles my finances, especially when they are being watched so closely. Just send the pics is the quickest way to get money. So you need the number of Ishmael? Hey, you busy? Is getting late. I must have walked away. Yeah, give me his number. I have to help some storm victims. Actually, I had to go to a comedy show. You got to call your accountant and tell him you want to tell your friend Ishmael some money, so you will give him his number tomorrow. I will get the number tomorrow. Okay, send me the pics. The accountant could take a while. This might be quicker. Bye! Bye! See you tomorrow. And that was Saturday.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. You know what? You really have to feel good about the fact that you held back on feeling bad about, quote, you're scamming this person, because we're right back in the pocket.
Right into the fucking trap.
Yep, right. This is exactly what they do.
This is what they do. But this person, whoever this is now, might be a lower level worker. They might need to get the ball. They've lost their edge.
Yeah, because they went right for the money and they compounded you about the money instead of, you know, doing the lovey-dovey talk and actually talking to you. They're just immediately like,
Joe says he's a damn good lawyer. He says $700, that's 3 yaks. Joe's doing the exchange rate.
Yes,
but Joe, I don't need you to be a lawyer. I need you to be an accountant. So get your pocket protector ready.
Joe's all set to negotiate.
Joe, call the compound. We have calls to make.
That's great.
But so you like how this was played?
Yes. Good show.
Yay
sir.
For me! I'm an asshole. Haley Warren keeps on saying Batman. Is Batman stealing children too?
I don't know. Is that a code? Is that like...
I don't know.
It's like a brand of ecstasy buy these days?
All right, Haley, why are you saying Batman? Explain this to me, my dear. She goes, I love Batman.
Okay.
I like this type of girl. She can't focus on shit.
This is the non sequitur hour.
This is the type of girl I need in my life. This is what I'm looking for. Hey, are you banging my best friend? Ooh, Batman.
that's what I'm
looking for. I need it. She goes, oh, thanks. Probably right until that last moment. This is what I'm looking for.
Yes. Yeah, you know what? This would fit right into your big... Your
this
house,
is my wheelhouse.
Your house of cards. Bullshit. I mean cards. Yes.
Okay. So that was my Saturday.
That is unbelievable. And I loved how... the tone of the person on the other side, your supposed love, changes from email to email.
I am playing this motherfucker.
Who
you haven't seen everything yet, though.
Oh, Jesus.
There's no way they could comprehend the type of asshole they are dealing with. There's no way.
Trust me.
Oh, Haley's friend likes me, but she's creepy. Perfect.
Wait, your friend likes
Haley's. Haley thinks her friend likes me.
Yes,
but Haley's friend is creepy.
That's excellent.
I love creepy.
We love creepy.
Ooh, that's hot. I can't do that. Do the tongue roll thing that you and Joe can do. Yeah, yours is more phlegmy. Joe, it's probably Joe. Probably Joe's best contribution
Joe's
to
the
show.
Best. Yes, he can do the row.
She goes, no, it's not. Not, it's not.
It's
okay.
Not phlegmy. Okay.
It's not phlegmy. It's lubricated. Oh, the map.
Flemmy, he was the unknown player in Motorhead.
Joe Curry says, fuck you. Haley Warren says, she's a creep. I say, fuck you, Joe Curry. Joe's pissed.
Why?
Creepy, creepy.
Oh, because he said that's the best contribution to the show.
Haley, yes, Haley, why is your friend creepy?
That's not nice.
Type in why your friend's creepy.
Yeah. I'm
all right. So did Richard and Mavis have anything going on Saturday?
No, Sunday.
All right. She goes, all right. I actually want to stick here while Haley types Really? You needed to type
Yeah. It's like, if they're creepy, you know why.
Does she have fat children in her basement like Michelle Obama?
they're covered
a kid toucher. I approve this message.
All of their fingers covered in cheesy poof dust.
Ooh, they're
what are they saying?
They're giving Romney's pulled ahead here in
pulled ahead in Virginia.
And Romney's pulled ahead in Virginia with 36%. She's like ever old dude. Wait, are you calling me old, Haley? What the fuck?
Yeah, really. I mean, just because he is.
Fuck you. No, she's not calling me old. This is terrible. Suddenly, I'm being judged for my age and not the merit in my beauty and the girthiness of my swing.
Swing. The girthiness of my swing.
All right. You look ever young. Haley, I love you. We are going to have a serious relationship at least every Tuesday night.
As soon as you're done with this serious relationship, this real and
Joe Curry's right. You. Shut up, stupid. Mind your own business. Just because you have no fans when you're on the air, Joe. We don't need this.
What happened on Sunday?
Kong, go climb up a building and secure a crane.
Yes, please. What happened on Sunday?
Oh, I'm sorry. We got 33 minutes that we have to get off the air.
That's right. That's why it's like, hurry, tell
me the
rest.
I'm sorry. Sunday. Oh, that's right. She goes, now Sunday, 2:42, our time. She writes, how are you, my love?
Okay.
5:08, how are you doing, honey? 7:20.
Where's the money?
Where are you? What you doing? I thought we were able to talk on your birthday.
Oh.
I was out all day, and normally I would, like, respond to her offline.
Yeah,
I said, I'm like, you know what? She's fucking focused. She wants the money.
She's like, show me the birthday money.
What these scammers do is they play on our want, our desire to have these beautiful women or handsome men as the case may. Now I'm fucking playing her.
Yeah, you dangled the carrot. The big girthy carrot.
The big girthy orange carrot. All right. So that was Sunday. Anything for Sunday?
Yes.
Sunday. Richard and Mavis time.
Richard decides to write back to Mavis.
Richard needs to check his computer more, especially when he's one of the 10% in Long Island that has power.
Hello, sweetie. Those words you wrote are beautiful, just like you.
Joe's doing what I told him.
Yes, I know. She's writing this poetry. To say that the storm we had was bad is an understatement. I am staying at a friend's house with Mr. Whiskers.
The cat.
Yes. My house is flooded, and I don't know when I will have power back or when I can get back there. The rain and the cold have been very bad on my arm, and I have been in a lot of pain.
No, I don't understand this. Wouldn't the water be good for the leeches?
No, I don't know. Leeches like water, but they seem to like blood better. So maybe they don't like cold.
Okay.
Maybe they're just like sucking extra hard and it hurts. I've also been worried to death over Davin's wife and daughter. I know they have had their problems, but this is awful. All I remember is his daughter playing with Mr. Whiskers.
No, Joe, nice touch.
I can't get that memory out of my mind. I want to go try and help him, but there is no gas. That sounds like tonight's problem.
Joe's stuck without gas.
I tried to find gas and even tried to siphon some out of a friend's car.
Nice. Joe's a fucking degenerate now.
I didn't know that when I said that before. That's hilarious.
That's fucking great. Good job, Joe. You're stepping it up.
Check it. I tried to find gas and even tried to siphon some of it out of a friend's car. Nice. But I swallowed a bunch of gas and then threw it up all over my last clean shirt.
Oh, what a fucking chump.
Wait a minute,
Joe. You're surrounded by water. Stick it outside. Stick it outside your window, Joe.
Wait. My friend let me borrow a shirt. It's a Hank's plumbing shirt.
This is real life. Joe is crossed over.
With short sleeves. But I need long sleeves and I am freezing. Baby, I need help.
Yeah. Oh, I like this attaboy, Joe.
I'm in pain, and I am worried sick about Davin's wife and daughter. I want to take a painkiller, but I'm afraid that I am getting addicted to them.
Oh, attaboy, Joe.
I don't want the people I am staying with to see me in that state. I wish you were here to hold me, honey, and I am dreaming of the day you will. It is killing me that I am not home. I am almost done with my wife's estate. Johnny Carstairs and I have almost foiled Vito Quezada, and I don't even know how to get through to Mr. Bix at the car dealership.
Fortunately, Joe will be working for him on Saturday night.
I can't even call Dr. Wing Wong Chow to see about the pain in my arm. Everything,
Dr. Wing Wong, ugh, I hate that character.
Everything has been put on hold because of the storm. Sweetie, I know you're religious. Would you pray with me?
Sweetie, I know you're religious? Yes, what's he writing in her language?
I'm sorry, but
won't
Joe,
you pray with me? Nice touch.
I know.
Joe, I hope you grabbed your rosary while you were writing this horse shit.
I know. Here's the prayer. God, it's Dick.
I think God would feel Dick coming.
All-powerful one, pray for me. Pray for Davin. Pray for his wife and child that they will return safe, and please pray that I will be together with Mavis. I love her, God, and I want this pain to end.
Oh, God.
My problems to be over and Mavis to be by my side forever. Love you, Dick Eldorado. That was the end.
Joe's raising his game a little bit here.
Yeah, nice.
Attaboy, Joey.
Yeah, and so now he's like dangling that carrot. My estate's almost over. I can't wait to see what happens.
I want to see if Joe's got this mapped out. See what moves are coming. Joe's doing it Gangnam style. Haley Warren wants blood.
Okay. Well, you know what?
And her friend's the creepy one.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's what makes me very nervous.
I don't know how to give you blood, unless I run to the store or get a Tampax for you.
Oh, no. Then she would be the one giving.
Dangling indeed. Joe wrote, dangling indeed and moving in for the kill.
Oh, hey, it sounds like a date.
I guess it certainly does. Play with my cock like a cat toy.
Real.
Uh-oh, hell no. All right, back to me on Monday. All right, Monday. She goes, this is 5:58 a.m., I have not got morning messages.
Wait a minute. Wow. Yeah. She's like, oh, my God. I was so close. Oh.
I'm playing the mind game.
Yeah. Oh, this is nice. Go ahead.
Where are you? You don't even reply my message. I hope nothing is wrong. 4:33 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are you doing? I go, okay, how are you? She goes, I am fine. I was worried why you didn't reply any of my offline messages. Tell me why. I go, been busy and my wife has been around. Sorry. She goes, you should at least said something to make me feel okay. And moreover, we were not able to talk on your birthday. By the way, she wished me happy birthday on my timeline.
Oh.
I go, well, this is the new reality with her living with me for now. I am sorry. I went to Ghana on your birthday and I never got to see you. At least you didn't have to fly. Smiley face.
Oh, snap. That's great.
Yeah, motherfucker. Uh-huh.
That's how we roll.
I flew to your bitch ass country, motherfucker. Like a black person waiting for gas online.
You didn't give me an overinflated $20 extra tasteless cake even. Sorry.
Anyway. I go, we are talking now, so that is the important thing, right? She goes, oh, okay, honey. I'm sorry if I upset you. I go, it's okay. Things are just different while she is here, though. Sorry. Okay, so, honey. So have you talked to the accountant already?
Nice.
I go, you never gave me Ishmael's contact info. I want to have everything ready for my accountant. I got his number written on paper here with me. Okay. She gives me the number. Joey will give you this at some point in the future.
Oh, great.
She goes, is that all you need, honey? I go, not sure. How well do you know him? Does he have a place of business? He's a good friend of mine. He is schooling at the university, but when he is on vacations, he helps at the orphanage home. He sometimes teach Michael when he is at home. He and Michael are best friends. Really? Your 8-year-old's best friend with a 20-year-old? Fucking Sandusky? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is Michael Jackson there and got it?
If Michael was
really
fat,
die?
Michelle Obama would steal him.
Wait a second. Now, how come you haven't heard about her bestest pal? You know, or her son's best pal, this big creeper who's hanging around her son.
There was never a need. We're talking money now. Men are talking.
My name is Ishmael.
I go, I've been thinking, but I don't know how you're going to take this. She goes, what? What do you want to say? Did I do anything wrong? Tell me what you want to tell me.
Oh, no, she's like panicked now. Did I step on the wrong crack? Wow. Oh, wow. Cracking the knuckles. Okay.
Bring it, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
"Well, I've been thinking about how you live your life and all the good you do, and how you and how devoted you are to God, and how I've been nothing like that. And I see all the destruction around me from the storm, where people have been left with nothing, homeless, no clothes, no food. Another storm is coming, and you inspire me to do good and be better and be with God. I was thinking maybe I should give that $700 to help these families, and we should just stick with our original plan."
Oh, and just that she peed herself.
And not in a good way. Did you see that one coming?
Oh, no, that's great. Oh, my God. They are shitting themselves right now. It's like, no!
She goes, "Oh, okay, honey. I am so happy you are loving and kind. I love you so much." I go, "So you're okay with this? You want to give it to someone else?" I go, "Not one person. The Red Cross, so they can help as many people as possible." "Honey, I know you're trying to help others, but I am also in need of money. I am not being selfish or nothing, but I have things to take care of too. Can't you get another money for them? I hope you understand
another
me."
Another money?
I do understand.
Yes,
you.
I do.
I go, "My funds are limited. If I don't get my wife into some type of housing soon, she's going to be with me for a long time. I know you need the money, but if you go online, you will see these people have nothing. I was thinking maybe you can even get some of the locals to donate a few dollars too."
Oh my God. Gunnins for New Jersey. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I will master the Western Union.
Oh.
"It would mean the world to everybody to see our friends in Ghana helping the people of the USA.
Oh, boy.
I go, "We will work on the script and pictures of you." She goes, "I know, honey. Babe, maybe you can share the money for them and I."
Uh-huh.
"Send me $400 for me and $300 for them."
Oh, I see how the split goes, too.
Uh-huh. I go, "Maybe, babe. I know you were hoping for money, but there will be plenty for you once I am divorced. But these people will die." "Another big storm is coming Wednesday. I have been handing out supplies, but they need more." "Oh, honey, I need your help, too. Please, life is not easy here. I try to cope. Spending 5 months with some asshole dangling the carrot."
"This really difficult guy is the worst relationship I ever had.
I have carpal tunnel from this nonsense."
Are you talking for yourself?
No, but both of us.
Yeah.
I go, "I know, doll. I should follow your..." I know, doll. "Maybe I should follow your lead and leave it in God's hands.
Oh.
Maybe he will tell me what to do."
Oh.
She goes, "Oh, okay, honey. But borrowing money is too much for me online." I go, "If our relationship is too much for you, I understand if you need to find somebody else."
Oh, move on to the next sucker. I mean, find a new love.
"I will be heartbroken as I hope to spend my life with you and fly you here in the next couple of months. But what can I do?" She goes, "I am not breaking up. Not now, asshole."
Not this close.
I go, "I'm trying to be the better man that you deserve. I have been bad for so long. Don't get me wrong. I only want to tell you that I need some money. Even if you can give me $400, I will be comfortable with it. Please."
You know, I'll settle for this. This is like, you know, what is the name of the show? Oh God,
I've Jewed her down.
I never thought I'd hear you use that phrase. I don't even use that phrase. Wait a second. What's the name of that damn show with
Let's Make a Deal?
No. The show where the people bring the stuff into the pawn shop.
Porn Stars.
Yeah, this is like Pawn Stars.
Okay.
Well, people come in and go, "Yeah, well, I was thinking
they're
it was
bothering down.
I think it was worth
something." Let's ask Chumley. Yeah. Chumley says this is worth about a quarter.
Chumley says, "I think that she shouldn't get the $400 if only the people get $300.
She goes, "How much do you think you could give me?" I go, "Babe, it is not the money. It is.
Oh, yeah, it is, motherfucker!
I go, "It is who it better serves. In the past, I would have just given it to you because I love you, but I want to follow your example and let God help me with this. Lately, I've been fueled by emotion and liquor. I think I need to be better for you. Better for us."
Ugh, this is some pile of horseshit.
It certainly is.
Are you drinking vodka and orange juice while you're saying this
no,
to her?
I'm not. "Honey, please, I need it too. I told you could share the money for us. You helping two people here. Honey, please, my boss, he's looking over my shoulder. Yeah. I'm going to lose my gig as a scammer. Honey, please, baby."
"Honey, baby, baby, honey, baby, baby,
please. We can talk,
baby,
we
please,
can talk.
Baby, please."
I go, "Well, actually, here I'll be helping hundreds of people. So do you think I should just make a decision and not pray about this?" You don't need to take the decision. "Just help both of us here. Please. I have to provide my son with some things he need. He's been worrying me. Please." Bitch is begging.
Wow.
I go, "Okay, I'm surprised by this. This is not what I expected. But I guess I will try to get my accountant on the phone."
Oh.
Okay, thank you. I want to make the boy happy. He's been needing some things for a long time.
Like what?
I know, I was just hoping I could get as many families off the street as possible, but I guess they can make do with $300. That should get a family a couple of nights at a hotel. Oh well, salvation can wait.
This is great. It's like, I'm talking about my eternal soul, and you're like, yeah, well, I'm bargaining you down.
My wife is going to be home in a few minutes. I can go to the coffee shop and talk longer if you'd like. How to take my kid to karate. And then she's like, so when do you think your accountant can send the money? Can he send it through Western Union?
Can you?
This is when I'm back at karate. I go, I have to talk to him. Do you think you and the orphans could make a big sign and say, New York and New Jersey, we are with you. Love the children of Ghana. That would mean a lot to them.
Oh.
Then you could take a picture and I could show them. It would help them so much.
Oh.
They would love to see you with all the children.
Oh, you know, this is great.
That will be amazing, but I don't have a camera.
Uh-huh.
I will try to do something about it. I go, I'm sure somebody has a camera or a phone that can take that picture. Please, honey. Bunch of exclamations. Beautiful. Beautiful, you and all the kids. They will know they are not alone. Okay, babe. If you have the money, I can buy a camera.
Uh-huh.
That's why you need to get me the money soon. Fuck the kid. I need the camera. I go, you sure do talk about money a lot for a child of God.
Wow.
I know. Money is just that my child is putting a lot of pressure on me for this needs. Please forgive me if I worry you, but I just need you, your help, honey.
That greedy little bastard wants things.
I go, I understand, but it does concern me. My wife is very materialistic, and I find it unattractive in a person.
Oh.
Fucking scaring the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah.
Honey, I beg of you. Seriously, I'm begging of you. Please tell the accountant to get the money and send on Wednesday or tomorrow.
Wow. I beg you, because my boss is breathing down my neck. I need this
money. Working my ass off. I will call him. Are you going to send me those pictures I asked about? Yeah, I can buy a camera when I have the money. It'll be nice if he sends it tomorrow. Do you have the number and the full name of Ishmael? Yeah, I suddenly feel very ill.
Yeah.
What's wrong? What did you eat, honey?
What did you eat?
A bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Just a feeling in the pit of my stomach. I do not think it is food. Can you go to the pharmacist? I can leave now, so you can go now. Please. It's not that type of sickness. Please, just go to the pharmacist now.
My heart hurts.
I am not going to the pharmacist, 3 exclamation points. I am an addict, and I want to try and get clean. It is nothing a doctor can fix. I didn't know Joe was playing the same line.
I had no idea. It's like the two of you with the drugs and the drinking.
Well, it makes sense why we'd be friends.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, honey.
If
you say
rehab.
So. How is your little girl? Fine. What would you say if I told you I was going to give all the money to charity and be poor? Is your life, but think about me too. I am. Always. I have a lot to think about. I need to look inside myself. Okay. I gotta go. I hope you call Ishmael tomorrow. He might be asleep by now. It's late here. I know you do. So see what you can do for the pictures with the kids and the pictures of you for the company. Okay. Honey, please try and make the accountant send the money through Western Union tomorrow. Gives me the full name, the phone number. Love ya. I go, of course you do.
Love ya.
I will call my accountant. I find the lust of money extremely unattractive. I have a lot to think about.
Oh.
Don't you want to make my son happy? If only you knew how he's worrying me. I have to go. I feel ill. And then I stopped the chat.
Oh, it's like so close.
I told you I had good shit this week.
Yeah, this is great.
We're not doing the funny stuff. We're making it's like
no,
now.
this is the actual naked greed that these
I'm
people
revealing
are working
it all.
On. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
the whole thing is I got to keep it going long enough so we can get to Anthony's house.
Oh, I know.
So my accountant can place a phone call.
No.
But I got ways to keep this going a little while longer.
Yeah.
But this person's completely fucking naked and revealed now.
Yes, yes.
And I am starting to reveal my doubts.
Yes.
So now they have to woo me all over again.
Yeah, they have to really work for it again.
Yes.
Yes. Wow, this is great.
You're impressed?
Oh, yes, I am. I am.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm so pleased with myself. Dabbing do good. Rawr!
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just amazing that this person has been putting, I mean, it's really strange how they were talking much more about the relationship with the relationship. They're really going along with the whole, I'm writing porn to make money and all this stuff.
They bought into it all.
Yeah. And then all
of a sudden.
If only
I had written some Batman porn for Haley, that would have made her come.
Oh my God. Batman and Robin.
I really got to worry about this Haley girl.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, no Batman porn.
No Batman porn.
You never saw Cockman and Throbbin? That was actually. Who is that?
That's so sad.
That was a real porn movie with the guy. Who's the famous male porn star who died of AIDS in the 80s?
Oh.
That I don't want to be mean to you, Haley.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
John.
Holmes. Yes.
Yeah,
he actually did Cockman and Throbbin.
That's a great title.
It certainly is. Wish I would have come up with Cockman and Throbbin.
That's hilarious.
Batman is your savior.
Okay.
Haley, I definitely think I'm going to have to kidnap you and have my way with you and then dump you in a ditch at some point. I think that's a distinct possibility. But not your friend, because she's creepy.
Show up at her house with duct tape and Fig Newtons.
Maybe I should hook up Haley with Agnes.
I don't think they're...
Batman is my biggest hero ever. Okay. Who? Agnes, the girl who's scamming me, who I'm scamming. That's what these conversations are...
Oh, my God. Not listening at all.
Haley, this is an African scammer, a romance scammer, who thinks she's scamming me. I am scamming her. I've been leading her on for 5 months. She thinks she's going to get money out of me. She's never going to get money out of me. I've had her write porn. I've had her think I'm suicidal with a gun to my head.
There's been so many ups and downs. She tried to have him rolled in Ghana when he brought money to buy gold.
I can't show you Pip right now if you go, she wants to see you.
No.
If you want to go to the Davin's Den page on davincomedy.com. Click on the Ustream. You'll see some of our shows that we did with video from the compound. You can see us all on high depth.
Live from the compound.
I want to say hi. You just did say hi. I just related it. Pip says hello and shows a nipple to you.
Wait, let me show the other one. That one's so much better.
Yay for me.
Yeah.
is this Monday?
This is Tuesday.
All right, let me do my Tuesday.
All right.
And
keep
then,
an eye.
And then we'll do Tuesday. Ew. All right. Ha ha. Ew. You didn't see the nipples. Why are you ewing?
Yeah. And besides, they're very nice nipples.
She has lovely nipples.
Ew.
The type of nipples you'd get out of a gas line to see. She had band day? Band today? I don't understand.
No, I didn't have band today.
And this one time in band camp, I was blowing Batman.
and Throbbing Robin.
Haley had band today.
Oh, okay.
Anthony would love her. No! I love toy. I'm sorry, Haley. Back to me. Tuesday. Now you know what's going on, Haley. Tuesday. So she does some small talk and everything. I'm like horsed around before the show.
Right.
And I go, I just need to shut down my computer, though, to reboot. I would have jumped onto the other computer in the old days.
Yeah.
But now I'm just fucking mindfucker because she's unimportant.
Yeah.
I'm distant.
You're being cold.
I am being cold.
Yeah.
I've been hurt.
Yes.
Oh, babe, how is your wife and kids? Are you there? I go, I'm here. How is your wife and kids? Fine. And you? I go, fine. How is Michael? He's fine, honey. Have you voted?
Wow.
I go, I'm glad to hear it. I go, I thought you didn't like politics because according to her Facebook page, she doesn't like politics.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not into it that much. Who did you vote for? The guy from Kenya. She goes, Obama? I go, it seems like you know more than you let on.
Yes.
She goes, LOL. How are the families who lost their home? Devastated.
Yeah.
Snowstorm's coming tomorrow, which is true.
Yeah.
Oh, bad. Is the president doing something about it?
No. He's sitting on his ass in Camp David.
Yeah, he can't. I go, he can't stop the weather. Most people will die.
I know. He's Superman. He's going
to
fly
up. No, he's trying to get reelected, stupid.
I know. He's going to fly up into the cloud and seed it so that, I don't know, it rains over the ocean. That's
what were you able to give some of the money for them? I have not gone out other than to vote. I did not sleep much last night. Why? Is it because of what I asked for? I go, it doesn't matter. Okay. So did you talk to the accountant?
It doesn't matter. Okay, where's my money?
I go, I tried. Okay, so what are you thinking about? I go, what's it matter? I don't understand. What does it matter what I'm thinking about? I'm trying to get my accountant and that is the important thing, right? And then all of a sudden, she's got a fucking mobile phone that she's doing on Facebook.
What?
Yeah, she's hooked up her Facebook to the mobile phone.
Oh.
She goes, I'm talking from a phone. I go, I see that. So now you have a phone to keep. Yeah. She goes, I can only use it when she is home. I guess you don't have to rely on the cafe. She goes, I go, what type of phone is it? Sony Ericsson. Because I'm trying to work out pictures. I go, cool, ask your friend. I would love to see you. Ask to take her picture. She doesn't know how to use take a picture. She goes, she's not waking up. I go, pinch two fingers on her nostrils. That'll wake her up. Put her hand in cold water.
That'll at least be funny.
She is tired. Oh, well, ask her when she wakes up how to use it. Now you can take a picture with the sign and the kids. Okay, have you called Ishmael? No, I need to get my accountant on the phone. I tried three times today. She goes, why don't you try again? Maybe later. Kid is around. Can't have the convo now. Please send me the picture with the kids and the sign tomorrow. I want to visit the shelters during the storm.
Yeah, now she's got a phone, so she has no excuse.
Yep.
Yep.
So that's where I left it right before the showtime.
Oh, that's great.
So, now I'm getting down to the nitty gritty though. Where is this relationship going to end?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean,
or do I keep this bitch hanging on?
No, there's going to be some fireworks before it comes to a screeching halt.
Here's the problem with my relationship with these African scammers. Yeah. It always ends terribly for me.
I don't understand why.
By the way, Flory's not been back since she typed me by mistake.
She couldn't remember that you were the one.
Yeah, exactly. So let's do a Richard, and then we'll probably have to get out of here.
Okay. All right. Now this is Mavis writing to Richard Eldorado. How are you doing, Dick?
wait, what?
This is Mavis writing to Richard. And she starts, how are you doing, Dick?
Veiny.
Throbbing. I am so happy you were able to email me. I am worried about you? ? I wish I was with you so I could be... Wait. I wish I was with you. Maybe I could have done something about your hand.
Oh, Mavis wants to be there for Richard.
Yes. I am so scared. Davin has found his wife and kids, and I am happy about it. It is wonderful.
Mavis is in the loop now.
I know. She knows what's going on. The storm has destroyed most of your things. That's so awful.
It certainly is.
I just want you to know that there is someone out there who loves you and want to be with you, Dick.
I want to be with you, Dick.
Dick. I love you because you make me look forward to each day. You're my everything, a dream come true. There are no words to express what I feel for you. There are no songs as beautiful as the music that fills my soul when I hear your voice, which she has never heard. There are no roses as lovely as your smile. Nothing moves me like you do. You are the very air that I breathe, the very love that I need. My heart, my soul, my everything. The sweetest of my memories come when I think of you.
Is this
you.
Mavis to Richard?
Yes.
Oh, ah! Richard's back, baby.
Yeah, she is smoozing.
She wants the dick.
Yeah, she wants the dick. I remember.
Who doesn't want the dick?
I remember the very first day you wrote me. I could not believe I was talking to a lovely man as you. I pinched myself the hardest one could ever do so as to wake myself up from the drunken stupor I was in. For a moment, I believed I was in heaven. I even danced to the music the angels were singing.
By the way?
Yes.
Somebody else wants the dick.
Oh, who wants the dick?
Haley Warren wants the dick.
Oh, my God.
So there's enough Dick Eldorado to go around.
You know, everybody wants the dick.
Hope you don't mind leeches.
Yeah. I hope you're ready to write some poetry.
Nope, she doesn't want the dick. Never mind. She does not want the dick. I stand corrected.
Upon opening my eyes, I realized I was not in heaven, but that an angel had come down to earth just for me. Love you, Dick, and my lovely kitty.
Wow.
Mavis.
Mavis is playing the game. Little kitty love.
Yes, Mavis has stepped up, and she's writing some horrible poetry back to her lovely Dick.
Haley's very excited about the kitty and Batman. I don't know. I'm very confused.
Whatever that is, I want some.
Should we do some drunks in the news? Is that it?
Yeah.
Let's do a quick drunks in the news.
Okay.
And get the fuck out of here. We're actually going to get out
on time.
I am shocked by this.
I am too.
All right. She loves Batman. Hell, you can't love Batman and me. You must commit. I am your only superhero. Join me to the dark side. Who doesn't love Mr. Whiskers?
Everybody loves Mr. Whiskers. Everybody loves some good kitty.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see if I can actually. Let's see. It's hard to do this now, but I. Get drunks in the news. All right. Here we go. Drunks in the news. Get the fuck out of here. 5 minutes, we're out.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
Okay. So this week's Benjamin Franklin drinking term,
yes,
is cramped. I don't, what does that mean? You've been drinking so much, you're cramped up, you're on your period? I don't know what that means.
I'm not really sure.
Maybe because you're hurling so much that you're cramped?
Cramped? I don't know. You're in a very small space because you're bloated?
I'm claustrophobic. All these empty bottles are around me.
Clink, clinkity, clink.
Clinkity, clink, clink, clinkity, clink. Clink,
clinkity, bangity, bangity,
bangity, bangity, clunkity, clunkity, drinkity, drink. All right. All right. So this week's story comes from England, where our women are originally from, Agnes and Mavis. So it appears these ne'er-do-wells, while intoxicated, steal some cash.
Oh.
Steal some hair products.
Oh.
And steal a Winnie the Pooh costume.
Excuse me?
A Winnie the Pooh costume. Not the Pooh.
Not the Pooh.
Who steals Pooh?
You know.
You Pooh stealer.
You Pooh burglar.
There he is, stuck in the honey hole.
Yeah.
Boom chicka boom boom.
You poo burglar.
Oh, you're a poo burglar.
Poo burglar.
So, my question for you is, which is more foolish, to steal hair products or a Winnie the Pooh costume?
Well, let me think about it.
Because this is before Halloween.
Well, okay.
So, is that a hot poo?
Well, yeah. Well, now, I think about it this way. Both are useful.
What is a poo costume? Unless like, you're one
it's
of those...
It's right before Halloween.
Unless, what are they? They're not the fluffies.
Furries.
Yes. You know
yeah.
that.
I know, because, oh my God, that was a big incident when I found out about those. I was very scared.
You know how Michelle Obama steals children? Fucking snicks the little fat kids in the Winnie the Pooh costume. Smuggles them right out of Ohio.
Has a big bowl of honey for them, you know. Ah!
Come to me, you little fat slob.
Sweet stuff. Yeah. Get some stuck in the pot. With
the honey. Flies. Wow.
Yeah. So,
they're fat kids, not gnats. Okay.
Wait, so now they're both useful things. Okay. And now eventually you're going to run out of the hair products because there's only so many hairdos that you can make, and then you're going to run out of product.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have that poo costume forever. I think the poo costume was the wise choice.
All right. You know, you've reasoned it out.
Isn't that scary?
It's
that's more frightening than me on a gas line.
A poo costume forever.
Yeah.
Have you ever been so drunk where you felt the need to wear or steal a Disney costume?
I've been drunk enough that I felt the need to wear one. However, never drunk enough to steal one from
I would definitely
else.
Go as Donald Duck. You know, Duck, just a shirt and no pants.
Yeah, well, you know what? You do that most
actually,
of the Pooh time anyway.
I certainly do.
That's what makes this side of the podcast so entertaining.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
Finally, my talents are appreciated.
Yes.
I am entertaining.
Yes.
All right.
So, which do you think that you would steal?
Disney costume. I can put that up on eBay.
Yeah, That's true. It's going to get more than some hairspray and, I don't know, bedhead.
Bedhead.
Yeah, whatever you use. I don't know. Whatever hair product. Hair product. How fucking desperate are you? Still cash, hair product, and a bizarre costume.
I am pathetic.
You're
oh, this was about me. I'm sorry.
No. Who did this?
This is my story. I'm an asshole.
You crazy drunk.
I certainly am.
Yeah, you and the orange juice and vodka. I'm scared of you.
All right. Haley likes Winnie the Pooh.
Well.
Joe Eeyore ratted him out at that depressing prick.
He is a depressing prick, that Eeyore.
Haley says, don't be mean. Joe left Batman out of it. Haley's yelling Winnie the Pooh at me.
Wow.
I'm getting yelled poos at me.
You know what? People usually throw it, so...
Shut up, stupid.
Just getting yelled is fine.
That was a curry moment.
Yes, it was a curry moment.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Everybody, yeah. Let's see. They're calling Romney. They haven't called it yet, but Romney is winning North Carolina. Hey, I hope everybody voted. Guys, if you were listening on Levyland, Bob is coming right up with a special Levyland
Awesome. Electoral
edition. So there'll be dressing and alcohol and electoral votes. So you definitely want to stick around for Bobby. He's going to do it up good. Thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you, Haley, for hanging out. Joe, thank you for hanging out in the
thank
chat. Can't
Joe.
Wait to have you back. If you love us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell
no
one.
Either way, keep on listening. We are out of here.
All right, everybody.
Peace. Follow me on Twitter at Davin Comedy. And go to davincomedy.com for the old shows. And at Pip Helix on Twitter.
That's right.
And like the Davins on Facebook page. And rock on, Batman. And don't steal my fat kids. No. No more Obama. Fat kids rule. up with fatties.